much about.
Prepare to move some magnetic particles, baby.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Well, if you want a good Liz, read this.
What is it?
A list I made in the fifth grade of the things I wanted to have done by the time I turned 50.
Oh, my God, this is adorable. Go to Disneyland, ride in an airplane, kiss Peggy Fleming.
Done, done, and oh boy, done.
There's only one left. Be friends with Batman.
There's still a couple of hours. Jonathan, could you get Adam West's agent on the phone, please?
But on the list of important things that you've done, you peaked in 1960, what was that, over 8? 1969?
When was... Kevin, I don't like your choice of words.
Adam West! Hey, kids, Batman!
Dad, that's not the real Batman.
Of course I'm Batman. See, here's a picture of me with Robin.
Who the hell's Robin?
And now,
right?
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's 5:31. What's happening?
Your telephone calls are coming up at 1-800-520-1067. That's our toll-free number. If you can hear the program, you can be on the program. In fact, you call now, get on the air, and we give you a prize. Hey, what's all the talk that apparently Lisa and I missed about the big football bet that's going on?
Yeah, I didn't hear a word about this yesterday.
Well, this has been going on for a long time. When was it that she first made the ridiculous statement?
I'm going to say a couple months ago.
Miss Cleo, our phone screener, a couple of months ago, said that she used to play soccer and that she can regularly kick 50-yard field goals.
Wow.
Now,
really?
If you know anything about football, a 50-yard field goal is actually 60 yards. It's at the back of the end zone.
And how often? How often would you say they make that in a game situation? How often do they make a 50-yard field goal?
Well,
it seems to me like it's about one in four times, maybe?
Maybe. I mean, it depends on the kicker. Some guys can really do that pretty regularly. Can Miss Cleo do it? Not once, no. Did she ever
Miss
do
Cleo
it?
Miss Cleo couldn't walk 50 yards, by the way, much less kick a ball.
California male high school football players that kick 50-yard field goals are getting... Every college calling them all the time.
Yeah, scholarship.
So
she says 50 yards. So we've been giving her a hard time. We went out in the parking lot one day, and she was kicking. She said, oh, I'm out of shape. I haven't played soccer in a while. So, and then it came up again yesterday, and she started mouthing off. So Mike said, listen, let's get a bet. We're going to put this on video, and we're going to make it 25 yards. We're going to cut it in half. Because
that's generous.
Well,
She was mistaken about the distance
right,
to begin with.
I don't think she even knows what she's saying when she says 50
right.
yards, because a 50-yard field goal is ridiculous. Not even in the ballpark.
For an amateur, yeah, it is ridiculous.
Right. So we made it 25 yards, and we're going to give her four tries at 25 yards.
Okay.
And if
top
she,
on or top off?
Top on so
top
far.
On.
Just hold on.
All right, continue,
she sure stormed in.
Okay. So she gets four tries to hit it 25. If she doesn't make any, then, well, yep. I'll tell
top
you that
off.
In a second. If she,
then top off.
If she does make it, we're going to give her $100. If she makes one out of four.
Okay.
If she doesn't make any, then she does 25 seconds, because it's 25 yards, of jumping jacks with a bikini top on.
Okay.
All
now
right?
we're talking. Yeah. Now we're talking.
Wow.
Okay, I'm the only one applauding. I don't know why, but now we're talking.
First of all, I know what 50 yards is. I played soccer for 15 years. I was on a football field for 15 years.
Okay.
I know what 50 yards is.
Right, but Miss Cleo, clearly you don't know what 50 yards is, because in your memory, you were able to kick a ball that far.
What the mistake that I made is the difference between punting and actually like kicking a field goal. I could punt a ball 50 yards.
Right.
And so I opened my big mouth and said I could kick a field goal.
Your 50 yards includes
whatever,
the ball rolling.
I'm make
it has to actually go through the uprights. That's the difficulty.
I'm going to make the 25 yards.
You don't know what 50 yards is, because just before the show started, we were talking. You said, I know I could kick it 50 yards, because I kicked it half the way of my soccer field when I was playing soccer. And I said, well, most high school soccer fields don't include the end zones of football fields, so they're actually shorter than football fields.
Yeah, but not
so
by
you
much.
Did,
by
and
what,
you're
20
like,
yards?
And you go, oh.
10 on each side?
Oh. So, yeah, 20 yards total makes a big difference when you're talking about half of a field.
Now you're talking about
a 35-yard punt as opposed to a 50-some-yard punt.
It's not only that. It's also just driving a soccer ball that far is not that difficult. But making it through uprights, you know, it's a pretty small place.
A perfectly circular ball that's inflated and designed to be kicked is right. a big difference than an oblong-shaped, odd-shaped football, which is designed to be thrown and made into spirals.
Whatever. I did it once in, like, junior high. You I didn't, can do it again.
Though. You didn't do it in junior high.
Oh, it's going to happen. I'm just saying. It's going to happen.
We're even cutting
I
it
like
in...
her confidence.
I do, too, because it's absurd. Yeah. It's Armenian
just
comedian
like
levels.
All of you guys.
Yeah. So we're going to do this. We're going to put it on video, but we're cutting it in half right. because she clearly doesn't have any idea what she's talking about.
Hey, guys, what happens if she gets 2 out of the 4 or 3 out of the 4?
Mm-hmm. It doubles 100 each time. So if I get 3 out of the 4, yeah. 300.
You know, here's the funny part.
We just made that up right now.
Never even discuss that because it's not going to happen.
If she hits it first try out of the four, end of bet right there, we pay her, and that's the end of the
video.
That's
it. Okay.
100 bucks.
There's no second, third, fourth kick.
Oh, right. I see. So you stop kicking after she makes one.
Which
okay.
is going to happen, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And
by the way,
first kick.
After she's 0 for 4, then it's time to make a new bet to guess how many times it will take her to hit it the first time. Will it be 20 attempts to hit it once? Will it be 50 attempts to hit it once? You just keep going. There's additional money to be made.
I'm going to put my money on never.
Actually, I'm down to take that bet.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah, sounds
this
awesome.
This is great.
Yeah, so she's been mouthing off, so we decided we got to put our money up and put her body up. And got to do. So we're going to do a video, and I guess it'll be in the next couple days, hopefully.
All right.
And Mike gets to pick the bikini that she does the trampoline into or whatever.
No, definitely not.
It'll just be floss. All right. Your phone calls now, 1-800-520-1067. That's the number. Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. You call, you get on the air, and you get a prize.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
So, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
1-800-520-1067 is the number. By the way, Kevin, you heard the bad news. I can see nothing to do with telephone calls today, so it's all you.
Got it.
All right, but we got a great prize for you. A pair of passes to the Kerouac Advanced screening of Funny People. This is the new Judd Apatow movie. They are the reviews are already starting to come in from the screening so far, and apparently it is a masterpiece.
Oh,
Adam Chandler has never been better, and it's you'll laugh, you'll cry. Seth Rogen, great cast. Thursday, July 30th is when you'll get a chance to see the movie ahead of it opening up, and that's your prize for Kevin Amin's What It Do Nephew.
This does look fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi, what it do, Kevin and Jeannie? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
Good morning.
I tried to watch Weeds with my friends last night, and I think they skipped an episode.
You tried to watch Weeds, and you think they skipped an episode?
Yeah, well, I saw the previews for this week.
You saw the previews for this week. Go ahead.
And it showed as previously on this week.
Right.
I can't help you because I T-voted like usual last night, but did not have a chance to watch it because there was a puppy birthday party going on at my house.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
So I didn't get a chance to see it, but you're wrong.
Did you put your stupid little dogs in hats?
No, I managed to talk Donna out of hats this year, which I was very pleased with.
Being like to position
you know, I hate
himself
I hate dressing up dogs.
He likes to position himself as the one with common sense in the house.
Yes. Well, he has puppy birthday parties.
When it comes to this, it's true. I do not approve of dressing up animals. I really don't.
Yeah.
But I hope you're wrong on the Weeds. I'm sorry I don't have anything to offer, but it's a great show. This, I think, has been the best season yet for that Showtime series.
It is really great. Yeah, that's one of those shows where you just keep thinking, well, it can't get better, but I think it has been.
I think it's fascinating.
Unbelievable.
And it's funny because it's a comedy, yet there's real drama and real tension, and I'm really, really worried for Nancy.
Yes.
Nancy is messing with the wrong people.
Yeah.
It's just a show, though, Pete.
I know, but you can still get caught up in the characters. You can still, you know, root for them.
Alex.
Hey, how's it going? What it do, nephew?
What it do? What's going on?
Yeah, I went to the casino last night, man, and I'm losing like $800, pulled an all-nighter, and I'm on my way to work now.
Excellent.
Oh, good times.
Now, casino meaning what?
Oh, you know, just one of the regular casinos around town.
Like in Commerce or whatever?
No, I'm actually out here
San
in
Manuel.
Empire.
Yeah.
What
the Boba.
What's your game that you should probably never play again because you're not very good at it?
It's a slot machine, man.
Slot machine?
Oh. You lost $800 in slots?
$800 in slots.
What a girly thing to play, dude. Honestly, slot machines.
Oh, yeah, I know it, man.
How do you... Because, you know, you think, okay, I was at a casino, and I pulled an all-nighter. It must have been something good going on, not just sitting there putting a dollar in or a quarter or whatever.
Oh, no, I mean, well, you got to go max bet, you know, it's all or nothing, so.
Wow. You're a girl. You are a girl.
Well, they don't build those casinos on people winning, that's for sure.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Let's go to Mike. Hello, Mike.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
Hello.
So my plan backfired. I called this girl over to hook up with her, but I told her to bring the Harry Potter movies because she had them all.
Right.
And ended up liking the movies. Haven't even hooked up with her yet. I'm kind of excited to see the new one.
So instead of making a move on the couch, you ended up engrossed staring at the TV screen.
Yeah.
They're good movies, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think they're really good.
I do too.
And the new one is really good as well. I mean, I think it may be better than some of the other ones.
Mm-hmm. See, now I'm even more excited. Thanks, yeah.
Dad. Well, you're a girl too. Thanks for the call.
Whatever.
I played slots. Come on.
People who enjoy the slot machine.
Yeah, I know. They're all 75-year-old white haired women.
And at some, like,
all of them.
You lose your first $100 in slots and you go, you know what? I can't even tell this story. I have to walk away.
Right. And if, let's say you stay up all night playing slots, don't tell a soul.
No, God, no.
What's wrong with you? All right. On today's Kevin and Bean Show, we have LaQuisha. She is back. There was a TV show on last night called Dating in the Dark where they literally can't see each other.
Interesting.
Which I love.
I didn't see it, but I saw some of the commercials for it. And it's amazing because you're watching the show and the night vision cameras that they have makes it look like they're sitting in a completely lighted room. Yet they can't see their hands in front of their face. I mean, it is pitch black dark. And is the experiment to see whether they'll like people that they can't see, whether they'll become attracted to people just based on their personality?
Yeah, just to judge on something besides looks. You don't get it, you don't have an impression on looks.
Right, but then you turn on the lights and life changes dramatically.
Okay, I'm going to run now.
And that's not really any different than people who meet online or on the phone or something like that either, where you get a start to fall for them and you don't even know what they look like. I hope they populated this house with beasts, though. Because that would be awesome if these people really think they have a love connection, then they flip on the light and they're all super ugly people. That's the show.
But they can't all be super ugly. There's got to be half and half.
Yeah.
That'd be great. That'd be fantastic.
You got half are super good looking and then the other half are beasts.
That would be awesome.
And, you got to have some butter faces too, because you know the guys are going to feel around, you know?
Yeah. I don't know the rules on that, but I'm sure.
But it'd be awesome if some of the girls had like Marissa Miller's body, but were just pigs up top.
You know? God.
So these guys really.
Well, we have a lot of questions for Miss LaQuisha when we talk to her later then.
Hidden cameras.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk to you in the 7 o'clock hour. Hidden cameras. We were talking, the big story yesterday was the ESPN reporter. And there was a little pinhole that was in the hotel room, and you could see her walking around naked. Mm-hmm. And so you got caught on hidden camera. You weren't breaking any laws, but, you know, people were. You know, looking at you.
Right.
You do see stories fairly often about the woman who realized that her landlord installed a shower cam or something like that.
Right.
She didn't know about it until she saw the little light, you know, up there or something. I mean, those are always fascinating stories, and I don't know how you ever get over that if you're the woman and you don't know how often you were looked at and what they saw. It'd be awful.
Speaking of not being able to get over something, rats can get in your toilet.
Okay.
Are you aware of that?
Yeah,
that
but it's
literally
not...
rats can come up through the pipes into your toilet.
Yeah, but
rats.
It doesn't happen often enough, and it will never happen to you.
It happens six times a year in the Washington area. That's a lot. Isn't that a lot to you? Doesn't that surprise you?
It surprises
That's a lot.
Me. It does surprise me.
It does surprise me, yeah. and I question the statistic, because I live in Washington and have never heard of it happening.
This is the guy that works at the Department of Water in Washington who told me this.
Millions of flushes a year. Millions. If
right.
it happens six times, the chances are still so remote, it's not something you should be concerned about.
I don't want there to be a 0.1 chance of a rat coming up through the toilet.
That's pretty bad.
That's going to happen to you this week. That's my promise. And we have Seth Green and Breckin Meyer in the studio.
Yeah, there you go.
In the 8 o'clock hour. That's always fun. And don't forget K-Rock's Road Trip USA, which is tickets to see No Doubt in Paramore, Verizon Wireless, or Gibson. And you could qualify to see No Doubt in Honolulu.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Go to Hawaii and see No Doubt.
Nice.
So we will qualify you for that all day long here on the Kevin and Bean Show, and we'll take a quick break and come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat. 106.7 K-Rock.
Hey!
This is KROQ. Nope. And it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
Tuesday morning right here. Rats coming up out of the toilets. I don't know what we're going to do, Ralph, but Kevin is obsessed now. He won't stop talking about
rats
it.
Rats are coming up out of our toilets. That doesn't bother either of you?
I think Kevin's a little anal retentive.
So to speak.
So to speak.
I just don't want rats there.
I'm just saying I think you have some poopy issues.
Well, I'm just saying.
We'll tell you the story coming up in about 10 minutes. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a new day. What's going on?
I love John Gosselin more and more every day.
Now what?
Apparently he's got another girlfriend.
No!
Is this John and Kate plus 8?
John and Kate plus 8. or John and Kate plus hate, as I call it now, since the divorce proceedings are ongoing and they're going on the reality show anyway, so that should be fun to watch. New girlfriend. Apparently he went out to dinner the other night with someone named Kate Major.
Private Eye. Kate Major. Private Eye.
But she is apparently a reporter for Star Magazine. So either they met while she was doing a story on John, or she is dating him to get a story from John, or maybe they're just friends, as John says. But John says everyone is just friends, and he's banging all his friends.
Right.
Well, so it's kind of hard to believe him when he says they're just friends.
I got to think she's taking one for the team. She's being embedded in this story because there's no way she's attracted to him, right?
Embedded.
Yep.
Has he seen his kids at all in the past month?
He's
been in France and Saint-Tropez, and now he's out with this broad the other night. Is he just in denial?
I heard he went over on the 4th of July, and they shot something with the family, the whole family together on the 4th of July, but that's the last thing I heard.
So he's a dad on set, in other words. Yeah, when he's cast as the role as father, he shows up and takes care of his kids. That's great. Look who's firing fireworks at him like Kevin was.
How dare you?
Watching them run. The butter rocket, go! Kids screaming, running around the
beach. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, I bet.
It's funny that Kevin's not afraid of blowing his fingers off. There's an excellent chance of that happening, but he's terrified of the rats in the toilet.
That's true. The odds of you blowing yourself up are much higher than a rat.
Much higher.
That would be the case if I was not a professional.
That's true. I forgot you are a professional pyrotechnic.
Thank you.
All that training you had.
Yeah.
You want to date Gerard Butler?
Nope.
Okay. Moving on then. If you do, apparently grab yourself some hair dye. He's got a weakness for redheads. Fox News reports he was at the junket the other day for The Ugly Truth, his new movie with Katherine Heigl. And he told his assistant to get the digits of a sexy redheaded reporter who was there for the junket. He just looked over there. He's like a rock star. He just gives a nod and somebody goes over there and starts working things out for him. Too bad the promotional blitz at the Four Seasons Hotel in Beverly Hills had a rude interruption. So Gerard didn't get a chance to catch up with this girl. Everyone was evacuated after someone phoned in a bomb threat at the hotel during the junket. A bomb threat and a junket for The Ugly Truth? Isn't that kind of redundant when it comes to bombs? I'm just saying.
Our producer Alex just screamed in my headphones, "Score!" Because she at times has red hair.
And sometimes she does.
And she loves Gerard Butler.
I don't think the drapes match the carpets, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't think there are any.
I don't think the drapes match the hardwood floors.
Yeah, that movie looks great. I can't wait to talk about that on Friday. That looks good.
Even for romantic comedies, it looks like one of the worst movies ever made, right?
No, come on, because Gerard Butler is going to teach his arch nemesis, Katherine Heigl, all about men, but they don't like each other at all.
I go so far as to say they hate.
There's no chance that they discover that they really care about each other at the end of the movie. There's no chance that happens.
But he's all rude and uncouth and unflattering to women, though, Ralph. She's not going to be interested in that.
He's a pig, and he's all, well, you're just a prig, and then, oh, man, they just, oh, the fur flies with those two.
Lisa, if you go see this movie, you're fired. I'm telling you right now. You were allowed to see The Proposal, but not this one.
I didn't see The Proposal.
But you were allowed to. That one was okay.
See this one.
Oh, Lisa.
Come on,
yet.
I get one or the other,
you
right?
can see it. Just don't tell us
I
about
get,
it.
Okay. Deal.
Fire her just in case. Because I think she's going.
Preemptive firing?
Preemptive firing. That's what I'm saying.
But I mean, doesn't this fall under the part of our contract where you're responsible for your off-air activities if it's gross, you know, negligence?
But he's really hot.
Right, and they hate each other, and then by the end of the movie.
Rent 300 again and lay back with the Pearl Rabbit and make it an evening.
Exactly.
Well, you don't need to go see this. Sorry, ladies, for you Harry Potter fans, Daniel Radcliffe apparently is a taken man.
Really?
Us Weekly reports that he is back on with his girlfriend and former co-star in the Broadway play Equus that he was starring in, also in the West End in London. Laura O'Toole is her name. And apparently he is very much in love with her. Her father, by the way, he was a very popular porn star in the 80s named Plenty O'Toole.
Is that right? Yeah.
How about that?
With a nod to Diamonds Are Forever. And Nicolas Cage is in conversations with Columbia Pictures to play the arch villain of the Green Hornet in the upcoming superhero movie The Green Hornet, starring Seth Rogen as the Green Hornet. And still no word on who will play his sidekick, Kato.
Hey.
Originally, it was Stephen Chow was to play that role, but someone else is going to have to fill Bruce Lee's shoes in that role. Cameron Diaz is in talks to play the love interest in The Green Hornet, so they're trying to finalize
that cast as we speak.
Are you ever worried that the amount of time you spend talking about the Green Hornet is not equal to the amount of interest out there?
The Green Hornet!
Mm-hmm. I think, that a Kevin, no? you may be confused because there's been a lot of Green Lantern talk.
Yeah, maybe
not as much
Green
Hornet talk.
Hmm. Green Hornet is different.
Different movies, different characters.
Yeah, all right.
Green Hornet's like the Batman-esque guy with no superpowers who dresses up and fights crime with his sidekick, Kato, who's a martial artist expert.
Hey. Green Hornet's going to be the good movie because it's Seth Rogen, not Ryan Reynolds.
I don't know about Seth Rogen playing a superhero, though. I still feel... I know he's lost like 400 pounds, but he still looks like a doughy accountant to me at this point.
And there's a...
At least, you know, Ryan Reynolds, for all the smack I've talked about him playing the Green Lantern, dude looks like a superhero. He's got the build. He's a handsome dude. He's got the looks. You put him in a costume, he looks like a comic book guy.
And powerful, like superhero type men have a certain posture and a way of carrying themselves. And Seth Rogen's been like a pudgy stoner his whole life. Yeah. You know, so he, like Ralph's right, he could lose a lot of weight. It doesn't matter. He still carries himself like,
hey, you guys, I'm here to fight crime.
Guys, don't fight. I find him funny. I'm in.
I do too, but I'm just saying, put him in a comedy, don't put him in a superhero movie. Let's make them funny.
By the way, I went to the Pudgy Stoners last night. They are a good band.
They are good.
They put on a good show.
See me at the Troop?
Yeah.
I called him at the Troop, too. Let's stop calling the Troubadour the Troop. Shall we, people?
And you're the only one that's done that.
Oh, that is so not true.
I've never done that.
I didn't come up with that myself.
Well, I didn't.
A lot of the in crowd.
Well, the in crowd can suck it.
Cat Corbett and her people, you know? The music snobs.
Oh, yes. I caught him at the Troub last night. It was an amazing set at the Troub.
Stop calling it the Troub. That's all I'm saying.
A door isn't that long. You can just finish the word.
The Troub. Today's celebrity birthdays. Comedian actor Robin Williams celebrates his 58th birthday, too. Lucky he is, too, to celebrate that birthday after that big heart issue he had on earlier this year. So, John Lovitz. He's 52 years old. He's opening a new comedy club, by the way. Did you know that?
No.
Right up at City Walk in Universal Studios.
Did not know that.
Yeah. You can see comedy when you're up there. There's nothing you can't get up at City Walk, by the way. Josh Hartnett celebrates his 31st birthday. Reggae singer and scion of Bob Marley, Damian Marley, is 31 years old. Blake Lewis, American Idol runner-up, is 28. And the keyboardist for Carolina Liar, Johan Carlson.
Really?
Celebrates his 25th birthday. I have to have a conversation with Miss Cleo.
Yeah.
Yeah. She gave me the birthdays today. That was on her list. Mm. Johan Carlson of Carolina Liar celebrates his 25th birthday today. I miss Dave already.
Yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Lisa May, what are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
I'm doing my job.
Lisa did a commercial a second ago for, was it Quiznos?
Quiznos.
Yeah. And she's really sexing things up.
Look. The instructions on the commercial were make sure the anchors read it exactly as written.
All right, but do they say to read it like this?
Oh, jeez.
Kevin. That'd be really cool if that was her.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like Lisa at all, actually.
That's really not it.
I am good if that's me.
Yeah.
You're supposed to say mm-mm-mm, Quiznos, but you're saying
There's
it as
five
if...
mms. It's not
okay,
mm-mm.
But you're doing it as if it's an orgasmic experience to eat a sandwich, Lisa.
In the left lane of traffic. Go to Quiznos for the new $3 Toasty Bullets. Over half a foot of Quiznos flavor on slim, sleek ciabatta bread. Quiznos new $3 Toasty Bullets.
What's going on there?
They're really tasty.
I need to buy whatever Quiznos is selling.
If you've got five, something's going on.
Yeah.
Well, that's what
heartbreak turns into sheer delight, orgasmic jubilation.
That's for sure.
All right.
Crazy.
Time for the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO. 24 hours a day, you can leave us a message on any topic, including songs that you love.
Hey, you. Please don't play that song again.
A big Pearl Jam fan, is he?
I'm guessing. I don't know what this guy was doing before he called, but I would rather he didn't.
I'm wet and sticky.
Yeah.
Oversharing.
Too much information.
So I just came back from the doctor. So lately I can't speak right. I don't remember things. I was concerned. And the doctor told me my biggest fear. Seems I have Kevin's hardness. He says if I get worse, I'll start buying striped shirts. My hair will turn bright yellow, and my head will actually grow double its size.
Ooh.
Please pray for me.
Those are some very dangerous symptoms, and you should take it seriously.
Yeah, it's not fun. Take it from me.
Yeah.
What are the chances we get a call from the leader of the zombie ants?
Not good.
Wow. We didn't have to put them on the wheel. We didn't have to call them.
There are ants in this world that are walking around as zombies, and I can't get these people that I work with to care about that.
Because what can they do to you? They are
bite
mindless.
Bite you and turn you into a zombie, Bean.
They're not biting anyone. They're just wandering around in circles waiting to die.
You know that. As they walk for weeks, they've never bitten anyone. That's what you're telling me.
Well, it's hard to argue. They did pick up the phone and call us, so clearly they've got something going on upstairs.
They have not called us, so we are coming to get you and give you one more day to give me a call and give me an interview.
One more day.
If not, we are coming to get you.
From time to time, we talk about shows we love. Bean's obsessed with 1,000 Ways to Die.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great show. Great show.
He loves human death. Mm-hmm. That's the best thing to be.
I'm watching 1,000 Ways to Die. They just showed the guy who jumped off the cliff, entered the water, going about 30 miles per hour at the perfect angle. Water entered his rectum, blew out his large intestine, gave him massive trauma where he had internal bleeding, so he passed out and he drowned. This show is so cool.
Oh, my God.
That is not a way you want to go.
It's not. And I'm telling you, these people who sometimes jump off bridges to commit suicide... It happens fairly frequently where they don't die, yet they break their backs or something and they're paralyzed. I mean, a lot of bad things can happen if you don't hit the water just right.
Listen to the joy in Bean's voice right now.
No, it's horrible. It's terrible. If you try to die and instead you live, but you live paralyzed or severely handicapped, I mean, that's the worst case scenario, right?
Yeah, you thought you had it bad before.
Right.
We have a nickname for Bean.
I just listened to the podcast. I don't even know what day it's from. But seriously, DJ Spina Bifida?
DJ Spina Bifida.
Hey, I just heard Lisa's advertisement for Rubio's. Hey, Lisa, would you like some creamy white sauce in your fish tacos? No, don't say it.
Nope. Yeah.
I wondered why that had gone uncommented on for so long.
We can't comment on everything.
I guess.
You know?
I was disappointed in you guys.
Beautiful, beautiful tribute to the late Michael Jackson.
Dead Michael Jackson, outside the window. Dead Michael Jackson, inside a tree. I wish the kids could see. Dead Michael Jackson, inside a tree. And it's dead Michael Jackson, outside the window pane. Chill on it.
How many Michael Jackson as zombie from the Thriller video are there going to be for Halloween this year?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Going to be the biggest thing going, right?
Yeah.
Is he going to make more appearances than just in that tree bark or whatever it was he was?
I'm sure.
He was in for that? I don't know.
All right, you guys, to follow up the splendor that was Beer Mug getting tasered, it is now time to bring back Beer Mug for the Bagel Head Injection Treatment.
We were talking about this a couple days ago. The bagel head injection treatment is something that's happening in Japan.
Hey.
They literally inject your face, and then it swells up, and then you can form it into look like it's a bagel under the skin of your face. It's the most hideous thing I've ever seen.
It's the creepiest thing.
And it only lasts for a day, but it's like the latest fad.
That's a great idea. It. I want Lightning Square Station to film it. I want it on the Kevin and Bean website in less than 2 weeks. Kevin, the zombie fire ant.
Nope.
Make it so, number one.
Dude, let's look into that. Let's see if we can find someone in Los Angeles to do that.
Yeah, that'd be great. And then we could just get another call from our lawyers saying blah, blah, blah,
but
blah,
blah.
But
it doesn't hurt you at all.
Yeah, it's temporary. It lasts, what did you say? It lasts a day?
A day.
You guys are talking common sense. I'm talking lawyers. We'll start it. We'll get the process underway. But I think we need to do it today before anyone finds out. Just start injecting him.
Beermug's on vacation, though. He's in Florida. Yeah, I know.
Florida? That's too bad. Well, maybe we can inject him when he gets back. We'll do some research. Thank you for the calls. 323-520-AFRO. A family in Saudi Arabia is taking a genie to court. It's suing a genie.
Really?
How do you get a genie to appear in court?
I don't have all the details. I know that the family told the Al-Watan newspaper that they begin hearing strange sounds. And I guess in the Islamic religion or in this area, they believe in genies as like spirits that come back and haunt you, usually for some kind of revenge.
Yeah. All right.
So they began to hear weird sounds and they didn't take it seriously. But then a guy genie spoke to the dad and then a girl genie. And then it started stealing cell phones and then it started throwing rocks. And the little kids got scared when the genie started throwing rocks.
Well, you do have to draw the line somewhere. And if the genie is throwing rocks at you, you got a right to be ticked off.
You're right. That's what I think.
I agree.
So they decided they needed to move, but they're going to take the genie to court. And they're going to sue the genie because they think the genie overstepped its bounds.
How do you serve the genie? Papers. How does that work?
I don't have the answer to that. I wish I did.
So apparently Saudi Arabia, like the United States of America, you can sue anybody for anything. There's no judge that says this case is stupid. I'm not going to allow it in my courtroom, right?
Well, it seems that way, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right. Let's is this true? Does producer Alex have someone on the phone from Saudi Arabia for us to talk to?
She does. Hello?
I am the genie of the lamp.
Hi, genie.
Hello, Kevin and B.
How did you know we... How did you know we were going to be talking about this story today?
The genie knows all.
Oh, all right.
I see all.
So, okay, we don't know much about genies in this country.
Please call me Gene.
Gene, okay.
Gene, okay. Can the Gene the genie?
I'm the Gene genie.
Can the people in the house see you? Are you like a ghost in a movie where you look like a spirit?
How dare you question the genie of the lamp?
Well, what was that? What just happened?
Magic.
Oh.
Because I'm a genie.
We don't mean to disrespect you, but we just don't know.
Of course they can see me.
Okay, all right.
I am the genie of the lamp.
Right.
Of the lamp, right. Now, I never saw the movie. Was there a genie in the movie Aladdin?
What are you talking about?
I was saying, in the movie Aladdin, that was a genie that Robin Williams voiced, right?
Yes.
So that's what you're like.
I hate that movie.
Oh, really?
You do?
It's not accurate?
Robin Williams being an a-hole.
It's not accurate?
Oh, look at me. I'm the genie. Oh, I do magic. Oh, look at the little monkey. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Aladdin.
The genie does voices.
How about that?
He's a douchebag.
Yeah.
So, genies are not like that.
Apparently, you told the family to move. They didn't listen. And then you started taking more drastic measures.
I appeared to them when they rubbed my lamp.
Right.
Speaking of rubbing my lamp,
whoa!
What are the chances? How about that?
All right, so you appeared, and then what happened? I thought genies were supposed to do what you say.
I gave them three wishes.
Yeah?
Oh, okay.
First, they wished for some deodorant.
Okay.
Because they're in Saudi Arabia.
That's pretty hot, right?
And P.U.
Right.
Sure, I can understand that. Smell.
Okay.
Second wish was to remove the sand from their butt cracks.
Wow.
And I did.
Sure.
I can understand that, yeah.
And then the father asked to get stoned. So I started throwing rocks at him.
I'm not sure that... I think there may have been a problem. Yeah, because when he said he wanted to get stoned, I'm guessing that meant he wanted to get high.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Is my face red.
Yeah.
He just wanted some pot. That's all, genie.
Oh, now I feel bad.
Yeah.
Well, you threw rocks at him. You should feel bad.
Yeah. Now, and I stole his cell phone, too.
Yeah, why did you steal his cell phone?
Oh, I wanted to tweet. I wanted to get on my Twitter account and let people know I was out of the lamp because I haven't talked to some friends in a while.
How do you know about Twitter, then, if you've been in a lamp for a long time?
The genie knows all.
Is the genie of the lamp,
Kevin.
There's
no room in the lamp for a cell phone.
Sure, I got
so
that.
So I had I to see. Borrow one from that Saudi dude.
Mm. Right. So it's just a big misunderstanding, it sounds like. You're not an evil genie. You just thought he wanted to get stoned.
I'm a victim of circumstance.
Really?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I hope you have a chance.
No harm, no foul.
Yeah, you need to tell your side of the story in court then, I guess, because it sounds like you're being sued.
I am the genie of the lamp, and I need a good lawyer.
Ralph Garman joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show, one of his final Los Angeles appearances before he moves his part of the show to San Diego. Looking forward to the kickoff on Friday morning. That should be fun, Ralph.
I'll be broadcasting live from the San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, I don't think he's doing it permanently, Bean, just Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just for the day.
Just for Friday, yeah.
I need to be with my people.
Those are your people.
I need to garner support from my crowd and have them around me as I give the sermon from the mount.
Are you going to dress up? Are you going to wear a cape?
I don't know what to wear.
You should.
I might have to crack out the old Batman costume.
Yeah.
Because Adam's going to be down there, you know.
It's very likely
Adam will be my special guest Friday morning as I broadcast from the show.
On your
He's going to start to get the idea that you are following him around when you conveniently show up while he's at Comic-Con.
Or is he following me around?
I don't think that's likely at all.
You're following him.
or is he following me?
Well, it's going to be very cool Friday morning. Ralph will be from Comic-Con. My fear, though, is that somehow the Green Lantern will be there, and all of a sudden you'll become a big Ryan Reynolds fan because you'll meet him and he'll be nice to you. That's my worry.
You worried about that?
I am.
Don't worry.
Okay.
It's okay.
What should I do instead?
It'll be right. Just don't worry. Be happy.
Oh, man.
That's what you should do.
Come on.
Really, you guys?
Seriously.
All right. Time for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Meanwhile, back at the Showbiz Beat.
Wow. Sound effects.
Yeah. Don't try looking for that Erin Andrews nude video. Don't do it. Do not do it.
Well, that
we
would
all
be,
saw it yesterday. Well, then stop. Then if you've seen it, stop.
We did because we were done.
We didn't see anything. First of all,
here's the thing. Apparently, some very evil hackers have gone out onto the internet.
Yeah,
and have set up sites saying if you want to see Erin Andrews of ESPN naked through the peephole camera you've heard so much about, download the video here, and then you get a big ass full of virus.
Ouch.
A nasty virus.
I saw ass full of virus last night. They were good.
A nasty virus has been circulating on the internet. People using this story as a front to get you to download a virus into your computer, which apparently hacks into your files and into your mail browser and all that kind of stuff. So be very, very careful, people, because I know we mentioned it yesterday about the story. And a lot of people emailed me and said, where can I find it? Where can I find it? And I'm just saying, if you're out there searching for it, don't download anything that looks remotely suspicious because you could get burned.
Excellent. Open manhole.
That's right. Yeah. So be very, very careful.
Not that I would know anything about this site, but if you go to SpankWire and just search for Erin Andrews, you're not downloading anything. It's just streaming video.
SpankWire. Is that not a good sounding site?
It's a great sounding site.
SpankWire. Sammy Hagar is going to open another Cabo Wabo Cantina.
Nope.
Yes!
Finally. He's expanding his empire.
Have you been to Cabo Wabo down in Mexico?
I have
purposefully avoided Cabo Wabo.
It is the biggest building down there, and it's always completely empty.
It is. It's so sad.
It seats like 6,000, and there's never more than two people there.
Mm-mm.
That's funny.
It's the worst.
He's got them all over the place.
Yeah.
He's opening one in Vegas.
Well, maybe that one will do better. I don't
know. At the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino, replacing the Trader Vic's that was there. He is taking over. And according to this story from the Review Journal out of Las Vegas, he might perform at the opening night party.
Oh, say it's not so.
Oh, I can't drive 55. I can't wait. Did I ever tell you a story about my wife?
Not driving 55?
No. About Sammy Hagar?
No.
We went to the premiere party of Sahara, movie starring Matthew McConaughey and Steve Zahn.
Right.
And I had just worked with Matthew on Two for the Money.
Right. Allegedly.
And so I said to my wife, you know, let's go to this party. He was kind enough to invite us. Let's go and I'll introduce you to Matthew McConaughey, who at the time was People Magazine's sexiest man alive on the cover of their magazine.
Right.
I said, I'm a pretty solid husband for doing this. This is a pretty solid move because I'm not even concerned. I'm going to go out of my way to introduce my wife to the sexiest man alive.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it fearlessly just for her. I'm going to do that for her. So we show up to the party. Honey, this is Matthew, my wife, Carrie. Hi, Carrie. How you doing? Oh, good. Thanks. She's looking around. Couldn't even be the least bit interested.
Really?
It was pleasant, but nothing.
Right.
Out of the corner of her eye, sitting at a table, she goes, oh, my God. I'm like, what? She goes, it's Sammy Hagar. She starts to sweat. That her heart is beating. I said, what? I had such a crush on Sammy Hagar. I can't believe he's here. She went nuts for Sammy Hagar.
Wow.
Who looks like the red Teletubby, in the words of David Lee Roth. And he was just looking sort of greasy and drunk and tired and
sitting by himself.
It was just weak. And I said, let's get this over with. So I grabbed her hand. I went over there. I said, Sammy Hagar is my wife. My wife is Sammy Hagar. She couldn't speak. She was dumbfounded by the star power that is Sammy Hagar.
Wow. Was that before you got married or after?
It was after.
Because that's the kind of thing she should have warned you about.
I know. Sadly, I was already locked in.
Wow.
So
apparently, you're going to be going to the grand opening of Cabo Wabo.
I guess we'll go see Sammy Hagar at Cabo Wabo.
You enjoy that.
Forbes magazine has released. What? Forbes magazine has released their list of the 10 richest comedians. This is based on this year's earnings. This is concert ticket sales, movie deals, and DVD sales.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Collectively, the top 10 comedians have raked in $256 million this year. So here is your top 10. Tied at 9, Russell Peters. Anyone?
Oh, that Russell Peters is so funny.
Russell Peters.
Never heard of him.
Anyone?
No.
Got anything? Any hitting? Ringing any bells?
Never heard of
anybody.
How much?
$10 million he made in the last fiscal year.
Does he
year.
Have to be like a guy in Vegas or something? It's just a
well,
part of a
thing.
Show?
He's tied with Terry Fader. And Terry Fader is that comedian and ventriloquist that won America's Got Talent. He's got the big deal over at the Mirage.
Right.
Just so I know him.
Okay.
He won. He earned $10 million also in the past
He's
year.
He's probably the same.
So I don't know who Russell Peters is, but maybe he is also a Vegas local that I'm not familiar with.
Email Ralph.
Canadian comedian, it says here. Looks like he plays a lot in Canada.
Sure.
He says a boat.
Oh, how very about funny. Hey, how about hockey, eh? One of his big jokes.
That's like his catchphrase. That must be why we don't know who he is.
That's his get her done. How about hockey, eh?
That's not much of a joke, but catchphrase.
Jeff Foxworthy's number 8.
Sure.
$11 million he made the past year.
Wow.
Number 7, Larry the Cable Guy. Speaking of getting it done, he's $13 million richer after the past year. Number 6, Howie Mandel made $15 million over the past year.
That includes the TV show, I guess?
No, this is just concert ticket sales, movie deals, and DVD sales.
Really?
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Tied for 4th, George Lopez and Dane Cook.
Wow,
I'd like to shoot a bullet right through number 4. Could take them out both with one shot. $20 million each they made in the past year. Just in the past year, $20
million. Dane Cook made $20 million without telling a joke.
Yep. And George Lopez the same.
Wow.
Number 3 is ventriloquist Jeff Dunham. Familiar with Jeff Dunham's
work?
He's
another Vegas guy.
Comedian ventriloquist. He's got a puppet named Peanut.
Yeah.
Which is just,
is Peanut
so funny.
Wacky?
He is wacky, and he's got an old man character he does.
And he made more than $20
million? He made $30 million in the past year, Kevin.
What is happening? How is that possible? How do you sell that many tickets?
The people love him.
What's or does happening? He just sell 2 tickets for $15 million each?
Yeah, that's a very high-end crowd he pulls. Actually, there's a big internet thing going on with him circulating. He's got a new character called Ahmed the Dead Terrorist.
Yeah.
It is it's a skeleton puppet with a turban on. Right. He does really culturally insensitive material about
inappropriate?
Muslims, yeah.
You know I love inappropriate.
But that goes over big in certain parts of the country.
Yeah, sure,
so you got that. Number 2 on the list, Chris Rock made $42 million in the past year.
Wow.
And number 1, the richest comedian in America in the past year. Any guesses?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld, indeed. Well done, Psycho Mike. $85 million he made the past
year.
Wow. The past year.
Is he doing stand-up? Was it a B-movie? No, it wasn't.
He's doing stand-up and DVD sales, I guess. Is Seinfeld, he must get residuals for that, right?
And that does that count?
But you said it wasn't TV?
Money?
It's DVD sales, so it's not like it's not current TV show.
Got
so
it.
I don't know. You know, I'm assuming it must be DVD sales for probably be movie and the Seinfeld episodes and stuff.
$85 million.
So
that's pretty goddamn impressive.
It sure is.
It's interesting when you think that when he retired, he already had more money than he could ever spend in his whole life.
Yeah.
Even if he never worked another day, yet he still has tens of millions of dollars coming in every year. It's crazy.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays: actor comedian Robin Williams is 58 years old today. Comedian John Lovett celebrates his 52nd birthday. Josh Hartnett. Oh, the girls think he's dreaming.
Yes, they do.
He is 31 years old. Damian Marley celebrates his 31st birthday as well. Former Miss USA actress, spokesmodel for Doritos, Allie Landry, celebrates her 29th birthday. Remember when we had her in on the show?
Oh, yeah.
And she was the celebrity judge for our costume contest for our Halloween singles party.
I do remember that.
We just made up a job to get her in there.
Yeah, what was she thinking?
I don't think we even had a contest.
We
just made her come there just to be there.
We need you to judge a costume contest.
She came in like a harem girl outfit.
Even prettier in person than she is on the TV.
Yeah. Hey, Ralph.
She's 29 years old today. Yusuf Islam.
Hi.
Also known as Cat Stevens.
Ah.
He is 61 years old today. Damn it.
What?
I'm looking at the list Cleo's got for me here.
Yeah?
She's got a U.S. Attorney Janet Reno on my list. Really?
Former Attorney General?
Do you have to read everything that she gives you?
Usually I do, because Dave's really good. He just gives me the pertinent ones, and I can just glance at the list and go through it. And I don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And then I hit this, and it's like a big speed bump. I got Janet Reno underneath me now.
Yeah, you need to.
Wow, that's not where you want her.
She's 71. You remember Lila from Dexter? Lila, the smoking hot British crazy babe with the dark hair and the pale skin in the second season of Dexter.
Yep.
Oh.
Super hot.
Oh. her birthday today. Jamie Murray is her name. She is 32 years old today. But the reason we got out of bed this morning, the reason we celebrate, is to worship the god of music that is Taco.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes, a cutaway coat, perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz.
How was that ever a hit song?
I don't know. I don't know.
Gotta bless the 80s. That's all you gotta do.
That is a terrible song.
That's awful, but in a creepiest video you've ever seen.
Oh, I've never seen
him in like white face with his eyes real wide, looking like the Joker, smiling and carrying a big cane that lights up.
How much time do you have?
Carrying a big cane. Please, man. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
The story that came out yesterday was ESPN's Erin Andrews. She is a she's a reporter for ESPN, and she was staying in a hotel, and apparently somebody drilled a hole in the wall and put a camera in.
A big open manhole.
Nope, that was a different story. And videotaped her while she was curling her hair, and she happened to be nude.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it online. It's been taken down since. Because it was obviously illegally, you know, obtained.
Right.
But that seems like it would happen more than make the headlines, doesn't it?
Well,
yeah,
yes.
This one made the headlines because there's a celebrity involved.
But I guarantee it happens every day somewhere.
There was a story a couple years ago about the guy who owned the group of tanning salons here in Southern California that he had a huge catalog of videos that he'd been saving of this, you know, hidden camera.
Yeah, hidden camera.
Yeah, I mean,
and they didn't know it, and they would take off their clothes and get in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a couple of times a year, it seems like I read a story about a guy who's busted, who's renting rooms or renting a house or runs an apartment complex or something like that. And he's gone, you know, he's got a full-time, you know, camera set up in some of the rooms where, because he can crawl in behind the walls. You know, he's running a motel or something like that, crawling behind the walls and change the tape or whatever.
That's not creepy.
Oh, God.
That's not creepy at all.
I mean, that's downright disgusting, and I would never take part in anything like that. Now,
right.
What I have done is fishing. What fishing is you take your cell phone camera.
Right.
And you attach it to some type of bungee or string, and you put it on the ground of a dark club. Facing upwards.
Right.
And you just drag it along with you or put it underneath the bar stool.
So it has like video or something?
Yeah, so you're videoing up skirts.
You haven't done that much. You say that because it's funny.
But a dark club, what can you even see?
You can see the stuff?
Hardly.
It's probably
like there was no warning of a big open hole.
Yeah, it's very
That's
different.
Really pathetic, Mike.
Did you really do that?
Personally. Not
right.
With my
That's
own
creepy.
Phone. But I mean, I have been there and been... an accomplice to it.
So you attach a phone to some kind of a cord or string or rope or
you
something.
You either start recording and you put it down on the ground where you know someone's going to stand.
Right.
A female with a skirt on. Or you put it on some type of string or bungee and you drag it along with you and you drag it towards places.
But that seems like a lot of work for very little payoff, by the way, for a blurry, dark upskirt. I mean, I would much rather invest my time in an elaborate system of peephole cameras.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, fishing is kind of like going antiquing. Every once in a while, you're going to find that one gem and it really makes your day, but it's a lot. You're going through a lot of crap.
That's right. A lot of bad garage sale cast off items.
Yeah.
Wow. This is pathetic.
I want to hear about, because I don't have any experience with this either, and I wish I'd thought of it. I wish I had the opportunity to make this happen, but I don't know anything about the cameras in the walls. But I guarantee that we have women listening who have had that landlord that set one up in the shower, and she found out about it. I mean, I see these stories on the news. I do know that they happen. Lisa May, you've never been in a situation where you thought maybe you were being filmed and didn't know it?
Not that I know of.
Yeah.
But who knows? I know... we talked to someone, this was quite a while ago, but her boss had installed cameras in the bathroom.
Oh, that's right.
And that was creepy to me because, one, that's not really sexy.
You think?
Is that really what you want to see people doing?
Well, no, but there are people who are into that, too. I mean, you remember the rock and roll legend Chuck Berry. Remember, he was arrested and charged with that. He did the exact same thing at one of the businesses that he owned, as he had a camera in the restroom
there. I did not know that.
That seems anti-sexy. Hey,
that's not something you want to see someone do, but if a chick's hot enough, you'll take it, right?
No.
And as a chick, way more humiliating to me. To be filmed doing that than to just be getting
and standing
dressed.
In a club while Mike pulls a cell phone underneath
exactly.
you. All right, well, we'll take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. There is only one rule, and that is you can't still be emotionally traumatized by it because we cannot be trusted with your emotions.
Feelings, yes.
Right. All right. So we're looking – basically, we're looking for spy cam victims. That's what we want
Correct.
This morning, right?
Okay. Yes.
Every time we do a topic like this, we always say, is this going to be the one that we're not going to get anybody? But I have faith in the Kevin and Bean listeners. I know that they're out there, well, and I know that other Kevin and Bean listeners have seen them naked.
I was going to say, it's not the girls. It's the guys that we have ultimate confidence in. Guys like Psycho Mike.
Right.
Who go fishing. True. So 1-800-520-106.
We were talking about the Erin Andrews from ESPN peephole camera video. Apparently she was filmed surreptitiously in her hotel room, and that's a bad thing, and I wish I hadn't seen it. Oh, wait. But that got us to talking about the Kevin and Bean listeners who have either installed the cameras or have been victims of the camera, and poor producer Alex is out there helping to screen the calls.
Yeah.
And just hates these guys. Every single one of them she put through, she talks about how gross they are.
Well,
and it is
a certain amount of pathetic because
it is.
Aren't there a lot of women who are willing to take off their clothes and get their picture taken. Really? So, I mean, how desperate are you to get a woman naked? There are a lot of women willing.
These can't be guys that are successful in their social life, right?
I can't imagine.
Well, we're going to find out. But anyway, so Alex feels like she needs to take a shower, which is ironic because now she's afraid to take a shower. Right. Because she's afraid that one of these guys already put a camera there. But where do you want to start?
Let's start with Gabby.
Okay.
Hey, Gabby.
Hello, everybody. Hey, Lisa May.
Hi, Gabby.
You're already over this, right? I mean, you're cool now.
I am. This was a couple years ago. They actually also stole all of my G-strings from Victoria's Secret, which was a bummer. But they installed cameras in our bedrooms. I lived with two other women at the time. And they also installed, we had Swedish neighbors across the street.
Oh, so this is
the hallway.
This is neighbors that installed them?
Yes, there were the two guys that lived behind us. They crawled up to the attic and installed cameras in all three of our bedrooms. And then across the hallway, we have the hot Swedish girls.
Wow.
And they installed cameras in their shower.
Oh, my God.
Now, how were they found out?
I actually looked up one day and saw this little hole, and I said, what the heck is that? And I asked the girls, and we went around our apartment, and then we went across to the Swedish girls and went around their apartment and found all these cameras and then had to go and get, you know, the apartment manager, and they eventually tracked it to the guys that lived behind us. How creepy is that?
That's pretty creepy.
It's super creepy. I mean, let's face it, if you wanted to be on Big Brother, you'd be on Big Brother. You would audition, right? If you wanted to be watched from the ceiling. So what did they do? They put them in the air vents or something, or in the light switch? I mean, the light switches or what?
They did it in the air vents and then in this little tiny hole in the shower.
And then was it a wireless system? And
guys don't need all the details.
Oh, I'm just asking. We have to ask everyone.
All right, last question before we move on, and that is, were the guys arrested and or prosecuted?
They were, thank goodness.
Do they go to jail for that?
I don't know, baby. I didn't follow it. You guys ask a lot of really good questions. I'll get back to you.
All right.
All right, very good.
Thank you
for calling. We appreciate it.
I would just be going back through my head trying to think of all the things I did when I didn't think anyone was looking.
Right,
but you
could come up with that list.
Yeah.
That's a long, long list.
A long list.
Hi, Dana.
Hi.
This happened to you?
Actually, no. It happened at my high school. We were all underage, and our water polo coach put cameras in the shower locker rooms.
Oh, my
no!
God.
Yeah,
I hope that guy went to jail.
He did. He lost his teacher's credentials and everything. Can never teach again.
I'm gonna get a copyright.
Okay, that's fine. So how was it discovered?
He actually taped over a water polo match, and when we were watching a water polo match with all the teachers and parents.
No way.
Popped up of a shower team. Yeah, all the
teachers and parents were sitting there, and he showed the video to you.
Yeah. He didn't show
it. I'd love to get a copy of that.
Water polo match, and then popped up, the girl showering went back to the water polo match.
Right.
How about that?
Oh,
I wonder. God. Wow. You got to wonder if he would have ever been caught if he wasn't so stupid.
Probably not.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Underage.
Yeah,
so did the guy, he got fired, I imagine. Did he get prosecuted?
He went to jail and was all over the news about it. Yeah, he got in big, big trouble.
Wow.
How about that? All right. Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
I know we don't have a lot of time because we have LaQuisha coming up, but do you want to hear the guy's perspective? We want to talk to one of the scumbags.
Sure.
Yeah. Which one are we going to? Ned? Hey, Ned.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Ned.
I'm actually I'm a dude, and this happened. Our landlord was a creep, and he made a website. He put cameras in our air conditioning vents.
So you were a victim.
I was a victim. Yeah, no, I'm not a creep. I was a victim. And actually, after he put cameras in our air conditioning vents, our air conditioning stopped working, which is how we figured it out. He was, so it was doubly bad because I was living in North Carolina at the time, so we were hot and being videotaped.
Wow.
And actually, he was making a website. He was making a illegal website with subscribers.
Oh, my God.
Or subscribers, yeah. So some of the girls in our sister sorority found out about it, and they're checking out our website after the fact.
So were some of you on that website?
Oh, yeah. It was all guys. It
nice.
All guys.
Unbelievable.
Naked guys? Because nice. I'm thinking maybe he's trying to catch you with women, but that's not it at all.
Oh, no. This was, I mean, there were obviously women, you know,
sure,
on
around.
The video, but they were, this got big. This was at a major university,
oh
and this was big
God.
News.
Yeah.
So this was a voyeur cam, basically, for gay guys to pay and watch you guys, unbeknownst to you, on the web, right?
Yeah, and if you think about it, they probably got more action than girls. You know, girls don't do a whole lot, but there was, you know, it was a group of guys, about 30 guys, you know, there was a lot of,
a lot of what?
Activity there, you know.
What kind of activity?
Yeah. What are you talking about exactly?
But anyway, you know, little petting the one-eyed snake, you know. No,
oh, I see.
Right.
Okay,
gotcha. Okay, fantastic.
Excellent.
Thank you very much for the call. This is one of the creepier shows we've ever done.
This is not, that wasn't as fun as I hoped.
Interesting, though, and now I'm worried.
Interesting, but not fun. Huh, what a bummer.
How about our friend LaQuisha? She's on the phone. She watches bad reality TV, so we don't have to. Good morning, LaQuisha.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Very well, thank you. You?
Great to talk to you. We heard a lot about this dating in the dark, but I don't think any of us tuned in last night. What did we miss?
When you were hearing about the show, did anyone mention it was bad?
Well,
we didn't know.
We didn't know. It is a dating show where they turn off the lights, though. They got that going for them.
They sure do for an hour.
For an hour.
That's what they do.
Okay.
Yeah, they get a house, and they get three women and three guys in there living in the house on different sides. And
right.
They only meet in the middle in a pitch black dark room.
What do they show on the TV when they're meeting in the pitch black dark room?
Well, they have infrared cameras inside the black room.
Ah, sure.
And they light it up, I guess, with infrared light because it's, you see clear as day in
Gee,
black
really?
And white what's going on in there.
Okay.
Okay, so first of all, why the room got to be black? But second of all, so they never meet each other. They just try to impress each other and date and go through the motions without the visual cues, right?
That's right. To get to know each other on an intimate level without judging each other's looks.
Okay.
And then at the end, they reveal one by one what the other person looks like. And then if you want to see that person again, you have to meet them on a special balcony.
What?
You look at the person after you get to know them, and if you decide they're too ugly to date again, then you can walk out the house. But if you want to meet them again, you go meet them on the special balcony.
Okay, so the losers just wait and wait and wait on the balcony and no one ever shows?
No, because the balcony faces the front door of the house.
Oh, okay.
So you're looking down, and you can see someone with their suitcase sneaking out the front door.
You can see them running away?
Feet don't fail in the mouth.
No.
Now, it sounds entertaining, was it?
It's entertaining if it was a five-minute show.
Right.
Not so much for an hour, because they got to fill it up with a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
That gets stupid.
Yeah.
So they got Christina, who is like the attractive girl in the house, Melanie, who's like smart girl with glasses and whatnot, and then Leni, who is Australian.
Okay.
And I think it's smart to put a girl in there with an accent, because that sounds good in the dark.
Sure, right.
Then on the guy's side, they got Alistair, who's British. He's a DJ with the accent. Seth, who's like a big, doughy, the audio-visual guy.
Right.
And then Steven, who is a nerd. He teaches SAT students how to take the test.
Yep.
And he's very proud of his Mensa membership.
Right.
And he has certain things he's looking for in a woman.
Hopefully that girl also has good pheromones and a good hip-to-waist ratio.
Good what?
Good pheromones, which are supposedly the sex scent that a person gives off, and a good hip-to-waist ratio.
Okay.
Bad news for Steven is nerd glow in the dark. You can see nerd even in the darkness. No,
yeah.
He ain't fooling nobody.
Yeah.
But he loves to smell himself some women. He's got a bit of a smell fetish with
okay.
The whole pheromone thing going on. Now, Alistair, the British guy, he's the good-looking one of the guys. And he goes into the dark room, and he's good-looking, but he's not too smart.
Walking into the dark room is kind of crazy, actually, because you really can't see a thing, you know. I was found myself questioning, had I lost the sense of sight?
Really? When you walk into a dark room, do you think you've gone blind?
What if my sight just left me?
Do you question that? What's going in the dark room? Maybe the lights are just off.
He knew that was the thing, right?
He is awful dark in there, so wow. He had to question whether he had gone blind.
How about that?
Well, now once they meet each other in the dark rooms, the producer's got to do something to keep the show filled up. So the host comes in and asks all the guys to take off their shirts so he can take the shirts over to the women and let them smell them.
Oh, all right.
Really? Yeah, let's go. Guys, shirts off. Let's go. They can see a little bit of style. They're going to get some fashion sense here. Yeah, hand them a
smoke on me. So
the women... The women are going to appreciate this.
Yeah, nothing a woman appreciates more than smelling some guy's funky-ass shirt.
They do love that.
Oh, yeah. And then he goes to the girls and get them to take off their shirt and go take in the guys to smell. And that sends Steven into like a nose orgasm. Because he's got that shirt stuffed up his nose, and he thinks he's some kind of smell detective.
This girl's probably... She's blonde. She's... She's slim. I mean, no, there's a little bit of ketoacidosis in her sweat.
Sure.
So she has a high metabolism.
What? Oh,
oh man,
God.
Do I hate that guy.
That's when I choke him with the shirt if I'm one of the other guys there.
Wow.
So they have a computer, right? And the computer takes the personalities of all six of these people and match them up.
Right.
The way they're supposed to be matched. They think that the best possible matches. And then they start dating those people exclusively in the dark. Right?
Okay.
But you got to bring something in to do together. You have to do a date activity. And so Seth, he come up with an idea to golf in the room. In the pitch black room.
Okay, but you can't see your swing or if you hit the ball where it goes or anything.
That may be a drawback to this particular dating activity.
To teach her how to putt, I brought in my putter, brought in four balls and some glasses to try to hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in the dark!
The lights were off, right?
Lights are off!
That doesn't seem like that would work.
Not good. He's with Christina in that room. And so because the golfing's not working out, she decides just stop making out with him.
So I said, oh, what the hell, you know? Seems like a nice guy. There's definitely some chemistry there. And sometimes a kiss is a good way to tell if there's even more chemistry there or not.
Kiss is also a good way to tell if you're a whore. You just met this man in a dark room. You're macking out with him. Slut. So, Steven gets in a room with his match, who is Australian girl, Leanie. And he don't have a date plan. He just starts smelling her. Smelling her face and her neck and her hair and her pits and whatnot. Just smelling.
She has got some kind of pheromone something on me. I swear she does.
No, you are crazy smell fetishist.
What is that guy thinks he's so smart.
And when you're in the courtroom facing the judge, they're not going to buy that excuse.
Right.
Yeah, he can get away with that if you're a puppy.
She has pheromones on me. I couldn't help myself.
There's nothing I could do, sir.
So after the dates they all go on, they go back into their separate rooms, and they bring in a police sketch artist to draw pictures of what the people think their dates look like.
Oh, I know. So the people are guessing what they look like.
Based on what they know about them and what they felt, and in some girls' case, what they tasted.
Sure.
And in other guys' case, what they smell.
Sure.
They have to describe the person to a police sketch artist. Did I mention this show has some filler in it?
You did.
Yeah.
So it was an hour long.
And then they go back into the dark room, and one by one, they reveal the looks of the person to the other person they've been dating.
So the person they haven't seen yet, they hold up the sketch artist of what they think they look like.
Right.
Okay.
And then they go into the dark room, and they see how close they came, because they finally reveal what that person looked like.
Okay.
I'm going to stand like a spotlight come up and show you what they look like. And then one by one, they do that, right? So now everybody knows what they look like. And it comes the final decision time. Are you going to leave the house because your date's just too damn butt ugly to get together with? Or are you going to meet them on the balcony of love? And some of the relationship worked out. Alistair, the British guy, and Melanie, the girl with the glasses, they decided to go off together. They're going to continue their relationship because they like what they saw. And then Steven, the smelly guy, he and the Australian girl, she shows up for
no
him.
No way.
She shows up after his nerdy-looking ass was talking about smelling her everywhere. She comes out.
Wow.
And he's very pleased.
Finally, all my senses come together, and they're able to appreciate the full package. And she smelled just as good as I remembered.
Stop with the smelling!
Wow.
And then Seth, who tried to teach Christina how to putt in the dark.
Right.
And then made out with her because she's a whore. Standing on the balcony of love and looking down, and who comes walking out the front door slinking away? To get in her car and take off. So she saw that Seth is a tubby AV guy.
Yeah.
And she had no real interest in ever kissing him again with the lights on, I'm guessing. And Seth seems confused by the whole thing.
All that stuff that we really, really, really connected on in that room, was that knocked out of the water just because of the way I looked?
Yes!
Yes,
well,
it was.
Well, hello to the world.
How stupid is that to figure out?
Yeah, that's...
She liked you. She made out with you. She saw you. She ran away. I asked the Mensa member to do the match for you, how that works out.
That is pretty clear.
It is pretty clear. That question did not need to be asked. Damn.
Wow.
Some people are stupid no matter whether the lights are on or off.
Yep, that's true.
So this sounds to me like a one-time LaQuisha Watcher show.
And next week they bring in 6 brand new people.
Are you going to watch it?
No!
Okay.
Ralph Garman is here. Seth Green and Brecken Meyer, just after the top of the hour. Join us in studio on the Kevin Bean Show. Ralph, what's going on in the world of showbiz?
They're some funny dudes, by the way, those guys.
They are.
Just chatting with them in the office, and they are very, very funny. Before I get to the show business, a real quick email I'd like to read to you.
Okay.
That we may be in big, big trouble.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Ralph. I just got a call from a friend who works for Hans Jewelers in Iowa, who said she got bombarded with cards requesting the ass guard. Most of them hung up right away, but eventually she was able to ask one of them what was going on, and she said it was a Kevin and Bean bit from a radio station in Los Angeles. She knew I was a Kevin and Bean fan, so she called to get some more information. When she said Asgard, I couldn't stop laughing. Eventually, I got to ask her what her 1-800 number was. Sure enough, it was the number you used in your little comedy bit.
How about that?
Oh, no.
I just about died laughing. You guys are wreaking havoc all over the nation. Keep up the good work. And that's from Kevin from Cyprus. So thanks for calling.
Who knew?
Kevin. Who knew? I guess we have to be more careful when we make up little funny comedy 800 numbers.
What was the number?
I'm not going to give it out again. I don't want to torture this poor woman in Iowa.
I do.
I know you do, all but right. You're bad, so I'm not giving it out again. I just thought it was funny that I did not think about
that's hilarious.
Giving out. Poor Jewel.
You made up a funny, like, 1-800-SORE-ASS or something like that, right?
Right.
It's one of those kinds of
things. About the numbers, and some jewelers in Iowa is picking up the phone saying, hey, do you have the ass guard? I want the ass guard.
Yeah, the ass guard, for folks who didn't hear it, is the device that you buy to prevent the rats and the snakes from being able to come up out of the toilet and biting Kevin in the ass. That was the comedy product that Ralph made up, but now we need to build one for real if people are going to buy it.
Yes, we do. Yeah. The market was going to be so strong.
Ship it to Iowa quickly.
Congratulations to Carrie Prejean. You remember her? Our former Miss California here in the state?
Oh, yeah.
Hot but dumb.
Sure.
She, of course, famously opposed gay marriage during the Miss USA pageant, and there was a big hullabaloo when she went public, and then she got fired. Anyway, she's got a new book deal. Someone is going to pay her to write a book, which I think will be one more than she's read. It's called Still Standing. It'll be out in November of 2009, later on this fall. Still standing, Kevin. Through all the hardship she's gone through, she is still standing, my friend. She withstood the self-tanning and the resin stuff you put to keep your bathing suit from crawling up your ass when you're in a pageant.
Sure, that's
the
implants.
She withstood all of those handicaps to still be standing there. She had no legs and climbed a mountain.
That didn't happen.
No. She's just a beauty pageant contestant. That's all.
Well, she's still standing.
All right. Who is going to read a book? I guess the same people that are going to vote for Sarah Palin for president, I guess. People who just like her because she's conservative, regardless of whether she's stupid or not.
Palin Prejean, 2012. That's what I'm
saying.
There
you go.
That's the ticket I'm calling for.
Wow.
Simon Cowell told Extra that he wants Paula on the show. He wants her to stay. Okay. I don't have a lot to say, he said, but I've made it clear that I want Paula on the show. Of course, there's a speculation that Paula can't come to a financial arrangement with the producers and may not be on the show much longer. But if Simon has his way, she will be there when the show begins again.
He carries a lot of weight. I mean, I think they will factor in his wishes.
I think he just likes making fun of her. And he would miss her if she was gone.
Right, but that's fine.
Who else can he whisper in his ear, say something about a melon, and she'll do it? You know, it's like having a mentally challenged little sister or something. You can just make her do silly things for your friends.
It's too much fun.
Remember Jeffrey Donovan?
You can never let it show on your face.
Oh. I told you Jeffrey Donovan yesterday from Burn Notice got popped by the cops in Miami for DUI.
Yes. Right. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
He told the cops, I tried this. They don't care for it. I think I'm only borderline, not too drunk, he said when they pulled him over.
Okay.
I'm just borderline drunk, he said.
So that's okay?
So they let him go. Oh, no, wait a minute.
They didn't let
him
go.
They gave him a breathalyzer, and turns out he was well over the limit. He said, the only mistake I made tonight was drinking Benadryl and 3 glasses of wine, which sounds pretty good, by the way. I think they call that the Flaming Comet.
Is that what it is?
The bar I go to, yeah, the Benadryl red wine.
Is it true he crashed into a cop cruiser?
No, he had to swerve drastically to avoid hitting a cop car.
He almost hit a cop car.
That was pulled over.
And then the cop pulled him over after that.
I see.
Good times.
Wow.
I'm just a little bit drunk.
I'm just borderline drunk. Is he Arthur?
It is true that many people, Ralph, tell me if I'm wrong about this, because I have very little experience with drunks, but many people seem to think that drunk is about 1% past where they are, but they're fine.
Yeah. The thing about alcohol is it gives you a false sense of confidence. And so, on top of thinking you can hit on women that are way out of your league, you also think you can get behind a car and, and operate it safely.
I'm not really under... I don't understand. That's ridiculous.
It is, absolutely. That was Kevin's last stop when he was talking to a police officer.
How dare you.
Meanwhile, it is Tuesday. That means new DVDs and CDs are out in stores. Here's a great heads up of what you can pick up if you've missed it in theaters or even on the TV. Coraline, that adorable little animated film about the young girl who wishes she had a different family and gets her wish and learns an important lesson.
Sure.
Is available today. Watchmen, available on DVD in case you missed that in the theaters. And I believe there's a director's cut available too, because what that movie needed to be was longer.
Yes.
Yeah. The Great Buck Howard, starring John Malkovich and Colin Hanks, also available today on TV. Charlie's Angels, season 4. John and Kate plus 8. Enjoy that while it lasts. Monk, season 7. Prison Break, the final season. Pushing Daisies, season 2, also available. And something called Robot Chicken Star Wars Episode 2. I'm not familiar
with
that.
That's not real.
Never heard of that.
You're making that up.
You may want to check that out in case you missed it in stores. Actually, you didn't miss that one. That's the way to see it, that Robot Chicken deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. They gave us a couple here. It's a very, very funny show. Today's celebrity birthdays, Yusuf Islam.
Hey!
Used to be known as Cat Stevens back in his more mellow days.
Sure.
He's British. Why the high?
I'm shooting for something. I don't know.
61 years old today. Robin Williams. Is 58. John Lovitz is 52. Josh Hartnett turns 31 years old today. Reggae singer Damian Marley is 31. Ali Landry.
Oh my God!
Remember those Doritos commercials?
Yep.
Yeah.
Former Miss USA, if I recall.
That's correct. She is 37 years old today. Justin Bartha, who you know from the National Treasure movies and also The Hangover. He was the groom in that movie. He is 31 years old today. And the legendary 80s smash icon Taco celebrates his 54th birthday.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz.
Was this a big hit?
It was a monster hit.
Was it?
Yeah. I think it went to number one or number two. It was close.
Yeah. What were people thinking?
They just wanted to put on the Ritz, man.
It's a terrible song.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of blow, too.
It's going to be amazing.
See, like that guy. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Robot Chicken in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Breckenmeyer, Seth Green joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah. I think...
Hey, I know that song.
Hey.
It's the highest quality theme song in the history of theme songs.
That's the remix.
That's Les Claypool performing now.
Is that true? Really?
True.
It is.
Wow.
Very nice. Primus sucks. All right, so Seth is hitting on Lisa Mae awfully hard today. I couldn't help but notice. There's always a little bit of an attraction, but this morning I think he's bringing it. He's bringing the flirt full on.
I've got my A game. We're just talking about falling in love.
Yeah.
That's right, man.
Talking about doing it.
About the plan of you two falling in love?
Yeah, we're drafting a plan. We're going to get some paperwork drawn up. Okay. And,
right. You got to start that way nowadays.
Yeah.
It's really important you do need
paperwork.
Yeah, you got to get everything clear on the table so that there's no misunderstandings or opportunity for litigation.
She's open for everything, just so you know.
Yeah.
Lisa's a goer. Lisa's a goer. All right. Let's get some basics out of the way. We have many questions for the team here today. Seth Green, of course, the genius behind the Great Robot Chicken. Breckenmeyer has what?
Well, because I can't take sole credit because it's such a group effort, and especially since Brecken is here, I can't take.
Well,
sole
I was
going
to say, Brecken has been.
I could punch him.
Yeah, Brecken has been though your right hand man all along the way. Right?
Yes, Brecken holds my penis for me.
Although
that's right.
He did have a disgusted look on his face just now.
I'd argue if it weren't true.
Although that's not the story he tells us when you're not here.
No,
I mean he does a lot of I.
Yeah, no. There's no I in Seth.
No, when other people are in the room, it's definitely we the collective.
Right.
As often as I can take sole credit, I will.
Okay.
But here's what's weird about the robot chicken, because we've been talking to Seth for many, many years, long before this show ever got the air, and it was a miracle. It seemed to me, tell me if I'm wrong about this, to me that it was a miracle that it ever got, that you ever got an offer to make the show.
Yes.
It was a miracle that it aired. It was a miracle that you got to make a second one. Certainly nobody expected it was going to go back for another season. Certainly nobody expected spinoff DVDs would sell hundreds of thousands of copies. I mean, it's just, it has far exceeded your expectations. Am I right?
I have ceased to live in a reality where the rules that I have learned all my life apply, and crazy things happen now.
Yeah.
I'm kind of getting used to that.
I would never say that I'm getting used to it, but I'm becoming less shocked by it and just trying to smell the roses when it happens.
And it almost seems like you can't come up with crazy enough stuff. I mean, no matter how crazy your ideas are, they somehow end up on the show and they work and they fly.
Well, I mean, the how is an intense battle between our
did
legal teams.
Did you just
teams.
Say smell the roses?
He did. I did, yeah.
He said smell
the
roses.
You know, Brecken, I wish one time you would just lean down in one of those beautifully manicured gardens that you have people working on.
That I traipse upon daily.
You know, you spent so long building your own Versailles in West Hollywood. It would be nice if you just leaned down and sniffed them every once in a while.
I should.
Wow, this conversation has gone south quickly. So the DVD is out today of Star Wars 2.
Yes.
And yes.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in.
That was great.
All right. Is there a generous offer to throw a big party if you sell a certain number of copies like there was last time?
You guys might remember this, but last time I sold, I was bringing Star Wars out. I said, if we can sell a million copies of this DVD, we're going to throw a party.
Right.
And, you know, we got close, but it didn't happen,
and we
weren't prepared with a party, and I thought, well, maybe if we get really far ahead of it and plan it in advance, we could actually do something. So what is happening is the Star Wars 2 DVD is released today.
Right.
There's 15 minutes of new footage that has never been seen before, exclusive to the DVD. There's 90 minutes of bonus features, so it's a pretty cool DVD for $16.
Oh, that's a great price.
Go and grab it.
Yeah.
Inside the DVD is
a golden ticket?
It's an early entry voucher.
It's like a golden ticket.
So we're getting on a bus for 2 weeks. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Do you want me to?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm just going to talk.
Can we talk at the same time?
Yeah, go ahead. Ready?
In like stereo?
Yeah.
For 2 weeks, we are getting on a bus and going across the country throwing roller skating concert parties with the band Gym Class Heroes and a bunch of special guests and weird, cool surprises.
So okay, if now. You...
Well, it's a free party.
Can I
free.
Get the party what you're smoking when you come up with these ideas?
Yeah, I know a guy. He has a falcon on his shoulder, and he only answers to Rockindo.
You're taking a bus across the country.
For 2 weeks.
And you're showing, and you're having roller skating.
Roller skating concert parties.
Yeah.
First come, first serve. It is a free ticket. But if you buy the DVD, there's a voucher inside that will get you into the party an hour early.
And that's a guarantee. Oh, I see. Okay.
I see.
Like your golden ticket.
You got to get to the website, which is adultswimpresents.com, and we are constantly updating this with maps and tour information and routing. And
are you adding cities, or that's it, just that 2 weeks?
We can't add cities just because we're locked into this schedule. We're locked into this, but what we're doing is posting videos and photographs and all kinds of stuff, and we're trying to keep it as interactive as possible, so people can track us across the country.
But Seth, somebody has to ask, why roller skating? Why Gym Class Heroes?
I asked the same question.
Thank you, Brecken.
I love roller skating. Doesn't everybody love roller skating?
I do.
Roller skating's a great equalizer. Everyone is...
dorky?
Yeah, pretty much.
Everyone's bad at it.
Pretty much.
Everyone's terrible
like
at
skating.
It. Everyone looks a bit like a jackass.
Yeah, but even like the nerdiest kid can bust out the limbo if he's got the skills. So let's see what you got.
Or bust a hip.
Depending on the age.
Yeah.
Sure. So you're throwing a party in a bunch of cities across the country at roller skating rinks.
Yes, sir.
It's like
getting a golden ticket if instead of going to an awesome chocolate factory and inheriting it,
right.
You just roller skated with Seth and me.
It's pretty much the same thing. It's the same thing. It's the same kind of payoff.
Like Slugworth wouldn't be there because he doesn't care, but we'll be there.
You never know. Somebody from Paramore might be trying to steal gym class's secrets.
Could be.
I don't know.
Could be. Now are you guys roller skaters? Have you stacked the deck? Are you like
there's no contest.
I'm just saying. You're going to be out there. You're going to be one of those douchebags that's going backwards.
That's the guy in the hot pants crossing his legs over, turning backwards.
Is that you?
I'm already growing a mustache. I've got my headband picked out. But I will let you know that my girlfriend and I made our own skates out of Nike sneakers.
Made your own skates out of Nike sneakers?
Yeah, we actually posted a video up. I think it's going to be on StarWars.com.
You're the strangest person.
I was about to say, it's weird, isn't it?
Quads all the way. Quad. But if you want to bring your inlines, you're welcome, too. We're not going to...
No, quads rock.
Well, I'm not going to tone somebody.
Freaking me out. I'm tone somebody out. Stop. Roller skates, not quads.
Did you have trouble finding rinks? There can't
be trouble finding friends. Have you heard anything he's just said?
Are there that many rinks to choose from?
No.
No.
That's why we only have eight cities.
There's not a lot of rinks in the country.
Now, what are the eight cities?
All the information's on the website, but let me see if I can remember this. We have a preview party this weekend in San Diego at Comic-Con. So the band's not going to be there, but this is sort of like a dry run preview party just for Comic-Con.
Right.
With a bunch of other really silly stuff just for Comic-Con.
And you're going to be roller skating?
We'll be roller skating. Yeah. I don't want to like tease this too hard, but the Slave Leia Coalition has said that they'll show up on skates at the Comic-Con party.
That's pretty big.
So there's that.
And then we have our LA kickoff on August 1st. And again, this is a first come, first serve. So whenever you want to line up, please do.
Okay. Can we line up now?
You could. It might be way too early.
For August 1st? Okay.
Yeah, for August 1st. And then we go to Las Vegas. And then I think it's Denver. And then is it Indianapolis? Kansas City, Richmond, Virginia, Philadelphia, and New York is where we wrap it up.
And you're doing all this on a bus.
On a bus.
Yes. It's going to be the grossest bus after day one.
Let me just clarify. In those cities, you're going to be roller skating.
In those cities, we are throwing roller skating concert parties with the band Gym Class Heroes and other special guests and surprises. It is a free party.
Right, but let's go back.
If you buy the DVD, there is a voucher inside that gets you in an hour early. And P.S., the DVD is on sale today.
And special guests, you two may or may not be there.
Really?
And all may or may not. I can't say where they were for sure.
I just ran into Chris Martin, and he wasn't. I won't say that he was like, "Oh, I'm definitely coming to your roller skating party." I'm like, it didn't happen like that.
Right.
But I won't say that. I won't say that it was impossible.
Would it surprise you if he showed up?
I mean, it would. I'd be pleased.
Right.
I would be shocked.
Right. Yeah, okay. All right.
Oh, the Robot Chicken Star Wars Episode 2 DVD is available and on sale now everywhere. If you must buy it and go to this roller skating party, then you need to have that information. That today's the day you got to buy it, right?
It's so funny the way you're hating on the skate party.
Yeah. Listen, the DVD.
It's even weirder that he's not even on the TV anymore.
Wait, the TV and it was Ryan O'Neal.
Everything's broken. All of our systems are broken.
It's suddenly Kevin and Ryan O'Neal.
It used to be.
Which is a different show.
See you at least on the Max Headroom box, and now you're not even there.
Yeah. I know. The station's falling apart. All right. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we want to talk more about what's going on in the world of Robot Chicken. We want to congratulate Seth on the Emmy nomination for Family Guy, which was unfreaking believable.
Wait.
And Comic Con.
We got nominated for our show for writing our show.
But I expected that. Family Guy, I didn't expect to see.
Family Guy's a tiny show.
That's right.
We'll talk that little engine that could.
And we'll talk Comic-Con and so much more with our guests. Breckenmeyer and Seth Green are here. We'll be coming back right after this on The Kevin and Bean Show. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. I believe I saw Breckenmeyer with an awesome drum solo during that song. Seems like he was playing along with the PJ a little bit.
You know what's so funny? People don't know this about Breckenmeyer, but he's actually a rock and roll drummer. He went on tour with Tom Morello and a band of super awesome all-stars and played drums on a bunch of your favorite songs.
That's pretty cool.
Do you like Pearl Jam? I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Does Seth Green lie, or is that true, Brecken? Did you really do that?
That is oddly enough, one of the few things Seth says that is true.
Wow. How about that?
But for the most part,
he's
full of
it.
The awesome superstars you got to back on that tour?
We had fun. It was Mr. Wayne Kramer, the MC5.
Wow. There you go.
Slash, Perry Farrell.
Wow.
Jerry Cantrell.
Wow. What were you doing there? No offense, but
you know what? You're absolutely correct. And that was a lot of the audience was, is that the guy from Road Trip? A lot of that. Or even worse was, this song rocks except for the guy from Garfield.
It's kind of like when you used to see John Stamos playing for the Beach Boys on stage. You used to be like, huh? What?
Something
how did
like
that
happen? That may be the most hurtful thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
All right. The boys are here because Robot Chicken Star Wars Episode 2 is out on DVD today.
Yes,
if you're tuning in late, you're missing, why you need to buy it to get the coupon to go to the roller skating party. We don't have time to get into that again.
Robot Chicken Skate Party Bus Tour, AdultSwimPresents.com.
We should mention, though, that your show, Robot Chicken, was nominated for a whole bunch of Emmys, which has to make you feel good.
That's pretty amazing.
Do you think that people...
It's like winning an Oscar for lying to your mother.
Wow. I don't know anything about Emmy voters, but do they actually watch the shows that they nominate, or do they just hear
they
that they're cool?
They can't possibly have watched it, honestly.
I think they just saw Star Wars in the title and were like, yeah, why not? He's back.
The movie was good. I'm sure the TV show is good,
too. TV show, he's got a lot of money.
And then I made a reference before the break, Seth, and this really, I think, blew a lot of people away that your other show, The Family Guy, that you've been on, was nominated for the best comedy. And that hasn't happened in like 50 years at an animated show.
It was nominated in the regular comedy category instead of in an animation category, which is a really awesome thing.
Yeah. Do you think that's because of Chris?
Yes, it's all my doing.
I'm just asking.
I don't know. I think there's less of a line drawn between the types of media. You know what I mean? Like animated movies are getting nominated for Best Picture. That's kind of where there was talk of The Hangover getting nominated for Best Picture. You know, extending the category and casting a wider net. So I'm not opposed to it.
Certainly, I don't think of animation as different from other TV shows. I watch The Family Guy. I watch South Park. I watch The Robot Chicken. And to me, they're just according to Jim.
Yeah, it's the same
show. And according to Jim, right?
I was going to say those are all animated. Yeah. You know that
high quality. did Seth MacFarlane? Was there a campaign? Did they lobby to have this happen, or was it a big surprise?
I really wasn't part of the campaign, but I know that MacFarlane was very vocal with the WGA during the strike and made himself somewhat of a public figure, and people looked to him for influence, and a lot more people became familiar with the show, so maybe the voting community did as well.
Yeah, good for them. You guys deserve it. That's great news.
And it helped open the door for Robot Chicken to get nominated in the animated category.
As soon as Family Guy was out of the running, they're like, well, what's this other program?
What else is Mr. Green involved with?
So is Family Guy not...
His name is Seth, too.
Is Family Guy
And by
then
the way,
not
Seth
nominated?
Rogen, guys, I have known you
it
over
is not
10 years. Seth
that was my
Rogen.
I apologize.
Being called Seth Green, Seth Rogen.
Now, I misspoke, and the reason is we had just been talking about Seth Rogen in Ralph Showbiz Beat.
He's terrible.
Seth Green Hornet.
Yeah, you can see why it was confusing.
I was beat up for my name, and now the Seths are overtaking the industry. And it's wonderful. We are legion.
I call him Seth Rogen just because I wish he were.
That'd be cool.
So much cooler.
It would be pretty cool.
So awesome. We'd be all cuddly.
I have a...
You want to rub on my chest hair, Rogen?
I have a... clip from
What was that?
I haven't had time to practice.
I have a clip from Star Wars Episode 2, and this is the clip of Lando Calrissian. Is that how you say his name?
Yes, sir.
And Darth Vader.
Oh boy,
that's a geek test.
This is Billy Dee Williams.
I know, isn't that so bizarre?
It's so exciting, amazing. Dude. He's my favorite. We actually cast him. We're doing a new show called Type Maximum that Brecken stars in, and we cast Billy Dee Williams as our... His name is Admiral Bitchface.
And he's fantastic.
It's from the German Big Foss. So
why are you now going for the PBS crowd? Why are you going highbrow on us?
What are you talking about? it's important to be intellectual, you know?
Here's the clip from Robot Chicken.
Leia and the Wookiee must never again leave this city.
That was never a condition of our arrangement, nor was giving Han to this bounty hunter.
I have altered the deal. Pray I don't alter it any further.
This deal's getting worse all the time.
Furthermore, I wish you to wear this dress and bonnet.
This was never a condition of our arrangement.
I have altered the deal. Pray I don't alter it any further.
This deal's getting worse all the time.
Here is a unicycle. You will ride it wherever you go.
What? I'm not riding no f***ing unicycle.
I have altered the deal. Pray I don't alter it any further.
This deal is getting worse all the time.
Also, you are to wear these clown shoes and refer to yourself as Mary.
Oh, you, man. I'm not doing it.
I have altered the deal.
All right.
Pray I don't alter it any further.
So that you get an idea for
it. Do you get it? Do you get the joke?
Wait, he altered the deal?
No, and pray he doesn't alter it any further. Yeah.
That's not what I got from
it. It's actually better audio. I would say it's almost like old school.
It's more of a radio play, really.
Billy Dee Williams, by the way, kills me because he's got like the slyest voice, and yet there's marbles in his mouth.
the greatest,
like just pray, I don't say it's
but when he swears, it is magical. We've got a whole extra on the DVD of him just swearing up a blue streak.
Oh, I gotta watch that. I didn't have time to watch the extras, but I was watching the extras that you have a season in there with the extras included.
Well, the episode, DVD? What it is there's 15 new minutes, but it's been cut in, so it's an uninterrupted 35-minute program.
That's what it was.
So start to finish, it's the special the way we wanted to show it to you.
Oh, okay.
Fantastic. All right, cool. So that's out today. Robot Chicken Star Wars Episode 2. We got to take a quick break and come back. When we get back, we have to ask Seth about this phone call that we got from a K-Rock listener.
Oh, boy.
Kevin and Bean, you guys need to talk to Seth Green. I was changing channels yesterday, and I saw him in that goddamn WWFE, whatever crap you call it, and he was wrestling.
Yeah.
Yes, wrestling.
It's true.
God damn it. Does the economy suck this bad that Seth Green is wrestling?
My dad hates you. It's so really? Weird.
That's
really?
Weird.
So,
wow. And to answer the question, yeah, dude, the economy.
That was my dad.
It's really hard.
That was my father.
I had to get those tights on. You know, I really wish Chris would stop calling me.
I know.
We got to talk about that when we get back. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
me too,
absolutely.
Man.
You ruled on that, so we'll take a quick break and come right
That is Seth Green. Oh, he has been tagged into this match. John Cena has tagged his teammate Seth Green into the six-man tag team match.
And Seth, I think, is saying, what do I do now?
Oh, oh right to the face of Cody Rhodes. I can't believe it, and neither can Seth Green. He looks astonished. Well,
that was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. You got in there, you started wrestling.
The greatest night of my life.
And then at some point, you got scared, and you were running around the ring, and then they were chasing you.
Well, I mean, John
that
Cena.
Was so funny.
John Cena had Cody Rhodes, like, kind of tied down. And they said that I could get in there and get a good hit on him, and we do a release so that it wasn't illegal.
Right, you know sure, I mean? Of course. You don't want to be illegal on WWE wrestling.
You'd be shocked. The crowd was like, get in there, punch him, hit it. And I was like, okay. And so I hit him, and then everybody else was out of the ring, and I looked at Cody like, ha-ha, and he was like, I'm going to kill you, and everyone else was gone. And I was like, I'm going to get the F out of here.
Yeah, you're not very big when you stand next to John Cena.
Nah, dude. No.
Seth was like eyeballed a nipple on all those guys. It was so much fun. I was watching it at home.
I'm not that big when I stand next to Paul Rudd, so it's like these dudes are massive. But all of that footage is up on WWE.com, and it is so funny.
It is really funny. You
it's
have to see
awesome,
it.
Man.
But I have to tell you, they introduced you and they gave a bunch of your bio stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, Austin Powers and a bunch of other stuff. And Robot Chicken got the biggest cheer.
Isn't that cool?
Did you notice that?
I did notice that. It was so exciting.
I was like, wow, they went crazy for Robot Chicken. That's awesome.
It's like our little I don't know. It's just so cool. It's not our baby as much as it's just our, like, precious thing that we think is so funny. And it's kind of scary to even show to people, you know?
It's you and Brecken's baby.
Yeah. It's our precious love child.
It's our love child that he took to a wrestling match.
Here, have some popcorn.
And I was home making dinner. There he is with our kid.
It's true. We were on a road trip.
You could have called. You could have called.
I could have, but I was very busy.
That pushed the envelope of wrestling, I will say. Interesting way.
It was the greatest.
These are the voices of our friends Seth Green and Brecken Meyer. They are, of course, from Robot Chicken Star Wars Episode 2 out on DVD today. Now, you guys are going to Comic-Con this weekend.
And, yes, sir.
You've both been before, right?
Yeah. Comic-Con is actually, it's our first skate party. Our preview party is Saturday night. In Comic-Con, and the whole system is going to work. If you buy the DVD, the voucher will get you into the early entry line at Comic-Con, or you can line up in the regular line for free, first come, first serve.
But you also have a panel on Thursday?
Yeah, we have a panel on Thursday at 2:30 or 3 o'clock?
I'm not sure. We're doing
3 o'clock at the convention center for Robot Chicken. Robot Chicken and Titan Maximum, which Kevin mentioned earlier, which is another new show, right?
It's true, yeah. We're premiering it in September. Titan Maximum is kind of a pseudo real world look at what a Voltron type show would be like. So you got the archetypes of all these kids, the teenagers that pilot the intergalactic fighting force of super robots to defend the galaxy against giant monsters and things like that.
Of course, obviously.
And our take is, you know, the archetypes of a princess and a roguish handsome dude and an animal and a nerd and a fat dude. Like, if those were real people.
And Dr. Bitchass.
Yeah. Dr.
Bitchface.
Admiral Bitchface.
That's the sequel, is Dr. Bitchass.
it's like, what would the lives of those kids be like, you know, if they were celebrities and they were teenagers and they piloted the intergalactic super robot fighting force? What would that be like?
Do you have anyone in your life that says, okay, all right, come back to us?
Yeah. Usually the people that are financing things.
Okay.
They're like, that doesn't make sense. I won't give you money.
I'm just checking because it seems like your imagination is running wild and it all seems to be working.
I can't take responsibility for Titan. Tom Root, who's the head writer on Robot Chicken, Chicken and Matt Senreich created the show. It's something they've been working on for a long time.
You told us last time it was all you.
I made it up.
Oh, yeah.
Seth, will you ever act again, like as a regular person? Like rejoin Hollywood? Or are you always going to be the guy pulling the strings of animated characters?
You're so funny. I made two movies this year. One that's coming out in November called Old Dogs, and one that's coming out in 2011 called Mars Needs Moms.
So we haven't lost you completely, is what you're saying?
No.
There are people who like seeing new movies in movies. That's all I'm suggesting. It's been a long time since we've seen one. That's all.
I like acting.
You brought him down.
He was just
sad.
He seems
sad.
What happened?
No. You know, Brecken and I come here with a free party for you, the K-Rock listener. And Bean, all you do is drive Terrence down. Brecken, I'm so sorry. I promised you a good experience. And Bean is going to ruin it.
No, it's not that. It's just that I can't. I'm trying to remember what the last movie was that I went to see you in.
Can't Buy Me Love. It was just been a long time.
That's all I've said.
I was in Sex Drive. Thanks for going to the theaters for that, kid.
He was in Sex Drive.
Oh, he wasn't.
Thanks for racing out to check that one out.
I don't think they saw. I think they did a double feature of not watching that and Ghosts of Girlfriends Past.
There you go. That's the 1-2 punch.
Denied both of them at the same time.
Yeah. We're going to not watch Brecken and Seth tonight.
Here's the thing, Brecken. I just want to say you were fantastic as my brother. I loved you. While I was on that picture collecting massive amounts of tail, you were serving up the honest to goodness emotional core.
All right. Put your shirt back on, Matthew. Come on.
I'm sorry. I just can't do that.
Robot Chicken Star Wars Episode 2 available on DVD today. You got to go out and buy it. You got to get the coupon. You got to go to the skate party, which sounds like so much fun, you guys.
Thank you.
And you're gonna document all this, and I'm sure that's going to end up on the next DVD, right?
Well, even better, we're shooting like blogs. Flip Camera sent us a bunch of their video cameras, and we're going to shoot a bunch of real-time footage and put it up in as many places as we can. But AdultSwimPresents.com.
Real-time footage.
All technical. It's all real-time footage of us mooning you.
Here's my butt. No, we're going to blog about it and take pictures, and people can track us across the country on the site.
Fantastic. All right. Well, that sounds great. Go out and buy it today. If you like anything about our radio show, you'll love this Robot Chicken if you haven't seen if you haven't got it yet. You really need to.
Thanks,
fantastic. You guys are the best.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, you're the best.
Brecken, Seth.
Thanks.
Sorry about that.
You're
old
the
bee.
Best, too.
Sorry about that old bee thing.
Yeah, that's okay.
He doesn't
can't
mean.
Help it.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
I know. But that's why we separate him from the people.
Yeah.
Exactly.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 8:56.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. I know it's an impossible question to answer, but why is that song so good?
Bean has been on fire today. We're going to be able to do a Thanks for That Info Bean tomorrow based only on today's show.
Yep.
Oh, how dare you. Why would you suggest that?
That Dating in the Dark show?
Yeah.
They should have a show where you can date people in like a soundproof room where
silence.
You can't hear them talk. And then Bean could really impress the ladies.
Yeah. With his
hey,
quietness.
I can hear you guys. All right. Ralph is here with the final look at the Showbiz Beat for a Tuesday morning. What's going on?
Chris Brown has apologized for beating up Rihanna. TMZ.com has an exclusive video of Chris looking directly in the camera saying he's sorry for what he's done. He said he wanted to do it months ago, but his lawyers wouldn't let him. You know how lawyers hate apologies.
They really do. They don't like that.
He doesn't go into what happened that night in February before the Grammy Awards, but he says he won't be making any excuses for his behavior. He's sad and ashamed. Well, okay then. Let him go. He's learned his lesson. He's sad.
But didn't he also say something like, but there's other stuff going on that you guys don't know about? I mean, in a way, he was kind of explaining it a little bit, right?
He has some explaining to do.
Sort of. I mean, I don't think you can ever, you know, completely forgive that, but you can move on. I thought it was a pretty heartfelt apology.
Hmm. I think he's sorry he's in trouble.
Probably.
Yes, yeah. I do too. Yeah. That's what
not
I think.
Not so much sure about the other stuff.
Yeah,
but
could be.
We'll have to wait and see. John Gosselin of John and Kate Plus Hate.
It's hate, Ralph.
You said hate.
It's hate now, buddy. Oh, trust me. They have discovered he's got another girlfriend, according to Us Weekly magazine.
Oh, yes.
Went out to dinner with a woman named Kate Major. Kate? Bystanders say that it may be all business because they didn't look all that romantic. It turns out she is a reporter for Star Magazine. He says they're just friends. But he said that before, and he was boning all kinds of people, so we're not really
right.
sure. But Kate Major, that's a cool name.
Yeah, I just I was out with Kate Major last night. You know, Debbie General, her friend, that's how I met her, through Brenda Corporal.
Michael Jackson.
Dead.
He's still dead.
Yep.
Just wanted to give you an update.
All right.
Everyone was wondering why Diana Ross didn't show up at the funeral.
Dead.
Turns out
Dead
there's
well.
Bad blood between Diana Ross and Katherine Jackson.
Oh, I didn't
really?
Know that.
Yeah, it's all coming out now.
That's Michael's mom?
Michael's mom apparently is not too thrilled with Diana. Hasn't been for years since Diana sort of became a surrogate mother figure to Michael. After this started early on in the Jackson 5 days. And never liked her.
Hmm.
Said she was not welcome to the funeral, apparently. That's
yeah, they were very there. They were wow. very close. I mean, the first Jackson 5 album was Diana Ross Presents the Jackson 5. I mean, yeah. they were very, very tight for a number of years.
And more big comic book movie news. Apparently Nicolas Cage is being talked to while we speak by Columbia Pictures to star as the villain in the upcoming Seth Rogen movie, The Green Hornet.
Just had Seth Rogen in studio.
No, yeah,
had,
Seth Green.
Seth Green.
Seth Green.
Breckenmeyer.
Seth Rogen, Green Hornet. Seth Green. Rogen Wasp is the name of his new movie.
I don't think
Wouldn't
so.
Wouldn't that be funny if they had her trading off like that?
Yes.
Cameron Diaz is in talks to play the love interest in the film. Isn't Seth Rogen like 25 and she's 50?
Yeah. yeah.
Whose love interest is she going to be? The Green Hornet?
Yeah.
Wow,
double gong.
Double gong.
That hurts.
No word still who will play Kato.
Hey!
The Green Hornet sidekick. The original series, of course, was played by Bruce Lee, so they've got some big shoes to fill.
Doto
is Kato.
I love it. I love it.
Put it up the flagpole, see who salutes. Let's toss it around until we make a salad. Let's put a stamp on it and drop it in the mailbox. I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
Speaking of comic books, if you're down at the Comic-Con this weekend, I'll be broadcasting live Friday morning from the San Diego Comic-Con.
You are so going to be amongst your people.
It's very exciting. The lovely people at Wired Magazine are setting me up at the Wired Cafe at the Omni Hotel on the rooftop. I'll be up there broadcasting in the morning, and we're going to have some celebrities stop by, hopefully, and guests and whatnot, and it's going to be very entertaining. I know we're going to have either Olivia Munn or or that dude from G4 from the Attack of the Show. My luck, it'll be the dude.
Let's not make it the dude. Let's make it Olivia.
Look.
Kevin
Lepereux. Like nothing more.
Right? All right.
And you go every year to Comic-Con, right? This is just the first year to broadcast.
I didn't go last year. Pretty sure I went the year before. They kind of blurred together. But I've been down there, and it's an amazing event. And we're going to have Gene Simmons' kid, too. He's going to stop by.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, Nick?
Yeah. Nick Simmons. Talking about the family jewels. And his new comic book as well, so be very entertaining.
Well, you drew the short end of the stick on that one, too, by the way. If you're not getting Sophie.
Good point.
Hello? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I like Nick.
I'm just saying, if you're getting the guy from Attack of the Show and you're getting the guy from Gene Simmons' Family Jewels, you're losing on both counts. That's all.
Sometimes it's more than just vagina, Bean. Sometimes there's things to do.
Nope.
Things to discuss.
Nope.
I can't think of a time people where that's true, but okay.
There's
boobs.
But that's it.
Today's celebrity birthday is Yusuf Islam.
Shalom.
He used to be. I don't think shalom is in order at all.
No,
by the way.
Not really at all.
He's a pretty hardcore Muslim, this Yusuf Islam.
Kevin,
funny
do you
guy named Islam, all into Muslim and whatnot.
Yeah, what are the chances? Kevin, do you remember that they made the plane that he was on from England stop in Maine and made him get off the plane because they found out he was on a terrorist list? Cat Stevens. They wouldn't let him back on the plane.
No, but that's awesome.
It was at night. Apparently, he got on the tarmac and he thought that he was being followed by a moon shadow.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
What is
happening?
So
he couldn't fly anymore. They made him take the peace train to get out of there.
No! No!
Oh, come on.
I'm giving you a zero for the day.
Jess Stevens is 61.
We fire the jokes at you like an automatic weapon of comedy. We throw a curveball joke at you, hit you right in the head. You go, wow, what happened?
Exactly.
We take you on a little trolley ride down Story Lane. You're having a good time, enjoying our little tale, think you know what's coming. Boom, left turn.
That's
you don't know how it happened. You don't know where you are, but you like it. You're yucking it up. You're laughing. Your sides are hurting. All of a sudden, you realize you're feeling something, too.
That's right.
When did that happen?
Just now. Robin Williams is 58 years old today. Comedian John Lovitz is 52. Josh Hartnett turns 31 years old. Blake Lewis, the human beatbox from American Idol. Remember that dude?
Oh, sure. Love a beatboxer.
Yeah, he is 28 years old. Allie Landry's 37, and Justin Bartha from the very successful The Hangover, as well as the National Treasure movies. He is 31. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, this would be a good time to remind you, by the way, that we are commercial-free this afternoon between 5 and 6 o'clock, brought to you by the new Warner Brothers film called The Orphan. So, we'll see you at 5.
Tuesday afternoon right here. We could not have been more excited about getting on the air this afternoon. Let's face it. Usually it's a drag and we don't want to be here. But today we have a new website to tell you about that it's going to change your whole life. You will have new appreciation for the internet when we tell you what's out there that you have guaranteed never heard of before.
How did you find this site, Bean?
I don't know.
It worries
you
me.
You don't know?
Why do you ask?
It worries me that you came across it.
Wow.
I don't know. I look at a lot of stuff. And you know how it is, Kevin. You've described how you sit down sometimes to look at one thing, and then there's a link that goes to something else. The next thing you know, you're miles away from where you started.
And four hours later, you're getting arrested by the FBI.
Somehow, I ended up on my new favorite site called pornfortheblind.org.
Yeah!
Porn for the blind.
Wow. Now, that's a service.
I don't know much about being blind.
Really?
I guess I just assumed that blind people probably are not big users of porn because it is such a visual medium. But
until this website.
I mean, I guess there are hot things that you can hear that are just audio, no video involved, and I guess that's what they're going for on this site, but it doesn't seem like they're doing it in the sexiest way possible.
Who are the people that are recapping? Basically what they do is they watch porn and then they describe it. And yes, then people who are blind are supposed to get turned on by that.
That's exactly right. And we do have a call in to pornfortheblind.org. We are trying to get somebody on to get more details. But my understanding, based on the bare bones website, is they have volunteers, just like they have volunteers at libraries to come in to read regular non-porn books for the blind. They have volunteers that come in, watch porn, and describe it so that blind people can listen to it.
This next guy, the first guy that we're going to play a clip from, is so unbelievably boring that if I was blind and listening to this, I would take my own life.
No.
This is Porn for the Blind.
Porn for the Blind presents fetishhotel.ws. This is a 10-second clip, preview clip located at...
Okay, so it's just a 10-second preview clip that he's going to be describing. That's all.
Why would you even bother with that?
Not the whole thing.
And I guess he has to give out the full domain name because the blind people who can touch type can type it in that way. So that way they can point their browser to it on the internet.
Right, but then if they can do that, can't they just listen to it?
Yes.
Well, let's hear what he's got.
http://www.fetishhotel.ws.
This is like a 5-minute
fetish
URL. It's unbelievably long.
/03
All right.
.mpg. And now we're starting the clip. As the clip comes up, you see an approximately probably 60-year-old woman in leather handcuffs held up to a...
Okay, so he's describing this, and this is supposed to be turning on blind people.
Did he say 60-year-old?
He said 60-year-old woman in handcuffs.
Yeah. But why, and this is one of the questions we'll ask when we get them on the phone, why wouldn't you hire a woman with a sexy voice to be reading this?
And also, why wouldn't you play the audio behind you while you describe it so you can actually hear the action?
Great question. And miss this guy's excitement and voice?
A sort of a rack attached to the ceiling. Her feet are on the ground. And she's completely nude. Okay, the clip is starting, and a man dressed in black comes out and is whipping her with a cat of nine tails whip. She's yelling at him, and her breasts are red from the repeated striking of the whip.
Okay. If I could see that, it would be sexy.
This has been a Porn for the Blind presentation.
That's it. If you could see it, it wouldn't be sexy, right?
No.
Right. And you got a guy reading it badly in a non-sexy way. How is that working for blind? Look, if you're blind and we're turned on by what you just heard, please give us a call.
Well, it is impossible. There's no possible way anyone is turned on by that dude.
That was terrible.
Porn for the Blind presents Big Sausage Pizza. Multiple taglines read, where every pizza includes a big sausage.
Sure.
Every pizza comes with a big tasty sausage, sure, whether you ordered it or not.
Right.
And we deliver.
These are the people that are volunteering for this.
A woman approaches their vehicle and is coaxed inside. Once there, she takes off her clothes very rapidly, exposing her naked breasts.
What?
Nobody wants to hear laugh from other blindly.
The guy starts laughing in the middle of it.
All right. Well, that's facts of unprofessionalism.
Porn for the Blind presents www.fetishhotel.ws.
Two girls, one cup.
Nope.
Oh, no, 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 no.
We fade in to see two girls fully dressed.
No can do.
One blonde, one with black hair.
Why would they do this?
The one with black hair is
trying
to take off the one in the blue shirt's
We're
going to
be right back.
Well, on her
What?
Okay. We then cut away to
Good night, everybody.
The one in black hair into a cup.
See you next week.
Then we cut away to the two of them the cup of like it were an ice cream cone and smiles at the camera.
All right. We got a little bit of business we need to take care of with one of our own.
You know how people remember when they were kids and they tell stories, and this seems to get embellished a little bit along the way, and you go, by the time they tell you the story, there's no possible way it could have happened.
Sure.
We were having a conversation with Miss Cleo. And Miss Cleo told us that when she was in grade school,
junior high,
she kicked a 50-yard field goal.
What? It's true. It happened.
A 50-yard field goal.
Now, Miss Cleo, I don't know what really happened back then, but now that you're a few years older and you have been telling the story for so much and it's the greatest memory you have of childhood, you've made it sound like you literally won the Super Bowl for the Colts that year. I mean, you've turned it into something that can't have happened.
Well, that happened too.
There's no possible way that you kicked a 50-yard field goal.
I'm saying it happened.
It went through the upright.
Yes.
From 50 yards away. So it was a 60-yard kick. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
How about a little more answering the phones on the Kevin and Bean Show and a little less lying to your bosses?
This is a football. Like a football.
A real football.
Like a real football.
So you're saying when you were 12 years old, you came close within a 5 to 6 yards of the NFL record for field goals.
That's what she's saying.
In real life.
Yeah.
Okay, if that's true, then why did you not pursue some sort of, you know, some sort of athletic career?
I can answer that because it isn't true. That's why.
Maybe the distance is a little off, but whatever. I kicked it.
Okay, but
well, how off? Is it 5 yards or 50 yards?
I thought I kicked it 60.
I'm sure you did.
Okay.
I'm sure you did. Did you drink at that age of 12?
Miss Cleo is sticking to the story, and now it's time for
her. It might have been 30, whatever.
It's time for her to pay up. What is the plan? What is the wager, and how are we going to prove or disprove that she has these abilities?
We're going to take her out to a football field, and we're going to videotape this, and we're going to give her four chances to kick a 25-yard field goal, half of what she claims she did, a 25-yard field goal. If she makes one out of the four, we're going to give her $100.
Okay.
If she doesn't,
great.
If she doesn't make any out of the four, which is, of course, what's going to happen.
Wrong.
She's going to do 25 seconds of jumping jacks on the video.
Oh.
Yay!
In a bikini top.
Oh, my
word
God.
Up. And if you know Miss Cleo, you know that that's worth watching.
She may not survive.
She's not going to survive trying to kick.
Much less the jumping jacks.
25-year-old.
So yesterday I went to go try, you know, just to.
Sure, that seems like a good idea.
To practice.
How'd that go?
Yeah, not so well.
You want me to give him a rundown of the text messages that I got from you?
Yes,
and maybe
please.
It'll help
sure.
paint the picture a little bit. So I get a text message from Miss Cleo that says, 25-yard line or 25 yards total? And I text back, go to the 25-yard line.
Right.
Okay. I let that sink in a second. I go, are you practicing? She puts, maybe.
Maybe.
Okay. 10
so
minutes,
sneaky.
10 minutes or so go by, and I get, I just pulled my hamstring.
That's true. It happened. I woke up this morning, and I can't really move my right leg.
Okay. Before you practiced, before you hurt yourself, did you make the field goal? Or did you hurt yourself on the first attempt?
No.
Made the field goal.
I made the field goal, but I'm not going to say how many times I kicked it before I made the field goal. It might have been like 50 or something like that.
Okay. Well,
50 seems to be your number. You just throw that out there. 50 yards, 50 tries.
50, 30, she said, whatever.
I know that I was out there for a good couple of hours.
Excellent.
And like the last 15 minutes that I was out there, I made one.
Should we just have you do the jumping jacks?
Nope.
We don't have to waste anyone's time.
I was going further back, so I was really pushing myself yesterday. So I'm going to do it at the 25.
yard mark.
Yard mark. But that's BS because that really means it's 35 yards.
Correct. Right. But you also claimed that you kicked a field goal from the 50-yard mark. So
but,
that's
but
why.
Which
is a 60-yarder.
Right. Yes, and I was very nice to cut it in half from the original distance that you claimed you could kick it, which would be the 25-yard mark, essentially a 35-yard field goal.
But yesterday when we were talking, you said kick a 25-yard field goal.
Yes, so which is 35 yards. And by the way, it's not just 35 yards. It's 35 yards and about 10 feet high. Right? When it gets to the 35.
Look, when this happens on the first time, you are going to just have to pay up.
All right. Can't wait. Can't wait for
that.
Okay.
Well, it's going to happen very soon. This week, we think. And Lightning's going to be out there with the video camera. When it does, we'll have it up on KROQ.com. And God, I hope she doesn't make it.
No, please.
Miss Cleo, Jumpin' Jacks in a bikini. Are you kidding me?
You might as well go buy your Astroglide right now. Because there's no chance
that she's going to burn the internet down. It's going to be awesome. Ralph Garman has joined us for the Showbiz Beat. Then we're going to get right back to some KROQ music. Hey, Ralph, how are you?
If you guys ordered your Pittsburgh Steelers number 7 jersey with Rapeless Burger on the back. I just got mine. Get them quick. They're selling out. Those Ben Rapeless Burger's jerseys are moving.
I'm pretty sure it's Roethless Burger.
It used to be until today. I don't know if you guys heard or not, but Ben Rapeless Burger was slapped with a sexual assault lawsuit by a woman named Andrea McNulty in Nevada. Apparently, this year's Super Bowl winner asked her to come to his hotel room in July, she claims, and then forced her to have sex with him.
She went there willingly.
Apparently.
And then he forced himself on her.
That's what she says.
What did she go to the hotel room expecting?
I see. So no doesn't mean no anymore. Is that what you guys are saying?
I'm just curious. Hey, I'm just wondering.
Hey, look, Rapey McRoofy. I understand. I understand how you roll. It's okay.
Of course, no means no.
Whatever you say, man.
Of course.
Cool.
But when you see a high-profile athlete and something like this comes up, you go, eh. There's reason.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, Ben is claiming that it was consensual, so maybe there's something to it.
Maybe it just wasn't good.
Maybe the law will come out in the courtroom.
We'll yeah, maybe she agreed to good sex.
Yeah,
that's right.
Rape.
Kobe.
How dare you?
What?
How dare you?
I'm just saying, maybe it's a championship thing. Maybe along with the ring, they give you a free Punani card.
I don't think that happens.
I hope it doesn't. Congratulations to Jamie Kennedy and that other chick, that girl, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yes.
That's it. Apparently they are engaged. Jamie Kennedy reportedly did it on stage at the Laugh Factory in Long Beach on Saturday.
Really?
Romantic.
Kid you not.
Really?
He was on stage entertaining the crowd. I put that in quotes.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I find it hard to believe.
Is he funny?
No.
Not at all?
He's not funny.
I'm not a big fan. He was telling jokes and blah, blah, blah. She was in the audience. He pulled her up on stage to sing and tell some jokes with him. Boy, this just gets worse and worse.
Wow.
An audience member yelled out, "Marry her!" At that point, Kennedy got down on one knee and asked her to marry him. She said yes.
It wasn't even his idea?
Nope.
Some drunk.
And they got a standing ovation.
Oh, marry him!
So,
it's a great idea.
Either he meant it or it was a punchline.
Huh. That's not much of a
punchline. How bad was his act bombing if he needed to get audience applause by proposing to his girlfriend on stage?
Well, they demand it, man. Got to give the people what they want.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday. You know what that means.
Did the people want Malibu's Most Wanted?
Yeah, sure.
No, they didn't.
They got X'd, man. It's the Jamie Kennedy experiment. You got X'd. It's Tuesday. It means new DVDs and CDs are in stores today. Here is a slight overview of what's available today if you're interested. Brooke Hogan's got a new CD out today.
Yes.
You want to check that out? Finally. She's talented. It's called Redemption. You ever watch that Brooke Knows Best show, the reality show over on VH1?
No. I watch clips on it's hilarious. The soup.
On the soup, yeah.
Yeah. Demi Lovato, she has a new CD called Here We Go Again. It's a little jaded for an 8-year-old, isn't it? Here We Go Again. All right, here's another CD I'm putting out in my long career.
Her last one was when she was 5.
Right. Just relax. What else we got? Sugar Ray, believe it or not, has a new CD. Called Music for Cougars.
Really?
Yeah. So you may want to check that out if you like young.
You can't use that
I'm
language.
Saying that's what the Cougars like.
Right. But
new DVDs, Coraline, the stop-motion animation film featuring the voice of Dakota Fanning, is available today. The Great Buck Howard with John Malkovich and Colin Hanks and Emily Blunt, which apparently I've heard is a really good movie. I missed it in the theater, so I might pick it up on DVD today. And Watchmen, course, the superhero drama Watchmen, available today as well. So you might want to check that out. Won't you? Might you?
It's a dude with a watch.
Robot Chicken, too.
Robot Chicken, that's right. Star Wars Episode 2, also available today. Sad news. Pearl Jam is playing the Spectrum in Philadelphia this fall.
That's sad news?
Well, it's just been announced that it'll be the final concert ever in that venue. They're going to be tearing it down after the band's October shows. The Spectrum has a lot of great memories for me at the Spectrum.
Does it have any emotional ties to any of the rest of us?
Well, Pearl Jam's playing there. They'll be the last act. They will be the final performance at the Spectrum in Philadelphia.
But if we've never been there, would we care?
But it's a legendary sports and concert arena.
Right, but where is it?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Right, don't care.
So
bring it down.
Just saying.
Bring it down now.
Just saying. It's a very, very special place in my heart. And I just read that Pearl Jam will be closing it out. I don't know, we've been playing the new Pearl Jam. I thought you guys might be interested. It's built in 1967, by the way.
Yeah, don't care.
Oh, God, I'm bored already.
To house the brand new Philadelphia Flyers, which was a franchise team, joined the NHL in 1968.
Now we're getting history.
So the Flyers were the first franchise team in the NHL to win the Stanley Cup. Won it back-to-back in 72 and 73.
Boring.
First against the Boston Bruins, and
are
then
you still talking about Philadelphia?
The Buffalo Sabres were their second opponent in that series.
That's great.
Thought you might want to know that.
Nope.
So bored.
Outside the Spectrum, there's a statue of Rocky Balboa.
Do not care.
Sylvester Stallone as Rocky Balboa.
Couldn't care less.
Captured in bronze.
This is stupid. I'm so bored.
Right out there in front of the place.
Just got to move on to something else.
A lot of people will be very sad to see the Spectrum
go
away.
It was dull. Dull, dull, dull. Oh, God, it was dull.
You hoping for a Nick Lachey, Jessica Simpson reunion?
No.
People Why would I wish that on him? People are saying now that Tony Romo's out of the picture, Jessica may be reconsidering the end of her relationship with Nick and may want to rekindle their romance.
Isn't he still with someone?
I don't believe he is any longer with Vanessa Manillo.
Really?
They have split up as well. So they're both single. It could happen.
And need jobs?
No. No jobs for either of them. But there may be love in the air. However, Nick told People magazine recently he wishes her the best, but there is no truth to the rumor I just said. And
good.
He hasn't spoken to his ex-wife in 2 years, he says.
Wow.
And yet he still hears her voice ringing in his head every day.
Yeah.
Over and over.
There's not a 1% chance he's going to get back together with her.
God, no.
Jessica said, "Do you want to get back together, Nick?" And he said,
"Hey!"
Pulled out the old keyboard cat. Played her right off that phone call.
Does the keyboard cat play off a phone call, too?
Oh, sure. He can play me up anywhere. He's all-powerful. That keyboard cat. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Singer Yusuf Islam, better known as Cat Stevens. He is 61 years old today. Robin Williams is 58. John Lovitz, comedian and former star of Saturday Night Live, soon to have his own comedy club up there on City Walk in Universal Studios. It's going to be called Lovitz Ha Ha Hacienda.
Is it?
I have no idea.
Love it, love it, or leave it.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I'll take it back.
If it was a strip club, you'd call it Love. Now, that would be a place for a club.
Now you're talking.
That's what I'm saying. Josh Hartnett's 31 years old today. Damian Marley's 31 as well. American Idol runner-up Blake Lewis is 28. Allie Landry turns 37 years old. Justin Bartha from the smash hit comedy The Hangover is 31 years old. And legendary musician, rock star, rock on tour, entrepreneur, other things than in an oor, Taco. Taco celebrates his birthday today. Taco is 54 years old today. Taco.
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 Still alive.
The answer is Taco. Oh, man. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.